something about that with you foundation. And like you also, I said, it's an opportunity to tell. I definitely pointed out the word 50 opportunities for the lucky team to make the field at 50 feet apart and live the dream of being a professional baseball player at every home game. Joining us now, another diamond for today's anthem is a field of angels. Make some noise for these youth athletes. Special thanks to Academy Sports Outdoors for presenting the dream team. Right now, the hard rock cocktail will be available for only $5. This is our friend that poured that cocktail and hard pop cocktail for presenting the game action video.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
It's one more time around on the longest road trip of this 2023 season. Rock Hounds today wrapping up 2 weeks away from home. It has been a road that has had some ups and downs. Rock Hounds will come into this ballgame 4-7 on the road swing. Dropped 4 out of 6 against the Corpus Christi team that's playing really, really well right now and has gotten itself right back into the thick of the pennant race in the South. And the Hounds have today opportunity to split a series with Arkansas. And that is no small task. The Travelers are the second-best team in this league and one of two teams that is just flat-out crazy good at home. Tulsa, top team overall in the league, they're 22-5, and I mean, that's off the charts. But Arkansas is not much behind them. They are 20-9 in this ballpark, are the Travelers. The Rock Hounds got a win last night and was visiting with Stephen Davis, the outstanding radio voice of the Travs, and he was kind of shaking his head about the first run of the game last night, and we alluded to it, of course, multiple times. 2 on and 2 out in the second inning, Lazaro Armenteros comes to the plate, and he was 0-for-26 when he stepped to the dish. Well, he lines a base hit to left field. That will turn into the first run of the game. He adds another RBI later in the contest and had 2 base hits, 2 runs batted in last night for the Rockhounds. And so, boy, Lazaro picked a dickens of a time to come around. And come around he did, again, with 2 really big swings. The Rockhounds got terrific offense last night. Logan Davidson had a 2-run home run. Chase Calabuig had a 2-run double. We mentioned, of course, the 2 different RBI singles by Lazaro he drove into. J.J. Schwarz capped the scoring with a 2-run home run. And the lone RBI for Denzel Clark was an absolutely stunning home run to left field. He has as much, if not more, raw power than perhaps anyone in the A's organization. And my goodness, did we see it on one tremendous swing last night from Denzel. As he drove one out of here to left field, and I mean big time. Said when Blake Beers pitched on Sunday at Corpus Christi, and yeah, the hooks got to him a little bit. A couple of home runs really hurt in that case. But Blake Beers, a guy with good stuff. He's solid. He was not a glamour draft pick, if you will, but comes out of a big program, University of Michigan. And just said that Blake looked a whole bunch better than the numbers said from Corpus Christi. Well, he tossed 5 scoreless innings last night. Did the right-hander Blake Beers, and he picks up his first double-A win. Just by the way, his second double-A start, he went 5 scoreless innings, only 2 hits, had a couple of walks, a hit batsman, struck out 3, but did not give up a run in earning that victory last night, Blake Beers. Hounds will face a left-hander today in Ethan Lindau, who was tough on them first time around. This will be a rematch of the opening night pitching matchup. Jack Cushing for the Rockhounds and the left-hander Ethan Lindau going to the mound for the Arkansas Travelers. A little bit on the overcast sky side. We have a little bit of breeze, actually, this afternoon for the first time. And with the teams assembled now in the field, we'll take you downstairs for the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Thank you. Star-Spangled Banner on a, well, partly cloudy. We've got a little bit of sunshine on the field here this afternoon at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Mentioned Ethan Lindau going to the mound. He came over from the Phillies in a trade for cash considerations earlier this season. He's made four appearances for the Travs. He's been very good. An 0-1 record, but a 2.82 ERA. Took a tough no decision in the first game of this series, did Lindau. And Jack Cushing, Rockhounds right-hander, will counter him here this afternoon in the sixth game, there we go, of this series. Travelers lead the set by a 3-2 count as we get set to wrap up not only this series, but for the Rockhounds, 2 weeks on the road. I tell you, that's a lot of laundry. Ethan Lindau, baseball in hand, throws the first pitch of the series and road trip finale right after this from Bud Lights.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Ethan Clark, Ethan Lindau delivering a strike to Denzel Clark, and boy, a quick swinging strike too. My timing was horrible on that. I apologize. Denzel leading it off, and boy, quickly he's down in the count 0-2. So is your broadcaster, Denzel. I'm down 0-2 as well. Stretching pitch by Lindau, and this one fouled away. Thank you, Denzel. Now we can catch our breath. Press the wrong button. Yeah, that never happens. Error, broadcaster. Denzel at the top of the order. Chase Calabui getting the evening or afternoon off. 0-2 to Denzel, and the pitch from Lindau swung on and rolled to shortstop sharply, but handled there by Connor Hoover. His throw to first base is in time, and Denzel retired. So Denzel Clark, who had that monster home run last night, moving to the leadoff spot in center field. Lawrence Butler has been out for several games. He is back in the lineup. He'll DH in bat number 2. Lawrence Butler steps to the dish, does the left-handed hitter. Brett Harris in his familiar spot, batting third, playing third. Brett Harris at third base. Lawrence at 309. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Lindau hits the outside corner at the knees. Perfect pitch, 0-1. Lawrence, bright orange, batting gloves on both hands. As he swings and chops one back to the mound. Lindau has that on a hop, turns, throws, and got him. So two up, two down, couple of ground ball outs, one to short, one to the pitcher. Daryl Hernandez will be the cleanup batter. He's the shortstop. Daryl Hernandez is at short. Logan Davidson will bat fifth at first base. Logan at first. Jeremy Ironman moves to the sixth spot at second base. Jeremy Ironman at second. Lazaro Armenteros talked about him behind his back in the pregame. He is coming off a really good performance in yesterday's game. He'll bat seventh in right field. Lazaro Armenteros. First pitch to Brett Harris. Sails high. Ball one. Shane McGuire behind the plate. He'll bat eighth and do the catching. Will Shane and Michael Goldberg rounds it out in left field. Michael Goldberg is in left. Pitch is a fastball up high, not by much, 2-0. Clark, Butler, and Harris up top. Hernandez, Davidson, and Ironman in the middle of the order. And Armenteros, McGuire, and Goldberg round it out. Pitch to Brett, outside ball 3. So after throwing nothing but strikes to the first two batters, Lindau gets behind Brett Harris, 3-0. Delivery to Harris will get the outside corner at the knees, called strike, 3-1. Again, Lindau 0-1, but boy, he has really been solid since coming over the Mariners organization from the Phillies. Again, via a cash trade, swinging a well-hit ball to left field, but it won't carry. Drifting over is Packard, and Spencer Packard hauls it in. A little bit of wind blowing in as well. I think that probably slowed it up just a tinch. But Lindau picks up right where he left off on Tuesday. He was really tough in the first game of this series, and he retires the Rockhounds in order. So a half inning in the books, our Village Car Wash score, first time around. leads the Rockhounds nothing, and against right-hander Jack Cushing, the Arkansas Travelers are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Jack Cushing to the mound for the Rockhounds, as he was on Tuesday evening in this series. So a pitching rematch of game one of the set. Jonathan Classe will lead it off. Boy, guy is really dangerous. He is 0 for 13 in the series, but he scored a couple of runs. And without a hit, he has stolen three bases in this series. He is lightning quick. Classe, center fielder, will lead it off. Riley Unroe, the third baseman, will bat second. Unroe batting in the two spot at third base. Spencer Packard has been in the three spot throughout the series. He's the left fielder. Spencer Packard batting third. And Robbie Tenerowitz, the first baseman, bats cleanup. He's been terrific. Tenerowitz at first. Cushing's first pitch, fastball strike at the knees, 0-1 to Class A. Robert Perez, Jr. in right field, batting fifth. Perez is in right, and Isaiah Gilliam, the DH, bats sixth. Gilliam, designated hitter. He's had a good series. Hard hit ball, back end up by the second baseman, Ironman, throws across the body and got him. Boy, a couple of really good plays by Jeremy Ironman in this series. That one was not as spectacular as the one he made earlier in the series, but that was, well, again, that play is difficult to start with, or certainly above average in terms of difficulty, but when Classe is the runner, I mean, you have no margin for error. Backhanded that ball, ranging to his right through across his body, and got a very speedy runner. Now Riley Unroe, left-handed hitter, and he swings, lines one right field side, but he is going to go foul. 0-1 the count. Bottom third of the order, Patrick Frick is the second baseman, batting seventh. Frick is at second base. Jake Anchia homered a couple of nights ago. He's the catcher, batting eighth, and Anchia catching. And Connor Hoover is a shortstop. He'll bat ninth. Hoover is at short. Classe, Unroe, and Packard. Tenerowitz, Perez, and Gilliam. Frick, and Chia, and Hoover to face Jack Cushing. Jack with the stretch and the 0-1 pitch, and that ball is hit in the air. Foul right field side. This time got way out in front of that and popped it foul. 0-2 to Unroe. Riley at 2-0-4. Switch hitter playing third base in this game. 1-for-11 in the series, couple of strikeouts. Cushing's pitch drops down low for a ball, 1-2. Jack making his eighth appearance with the Rockhounds, his seventh as a starter. 1-2, 5.57 earned run average. Kind of runs counter to the whip, swinging a bouncer foul, count is 1-2. Those stats largely go hand-in-hand, but not entirely. Jack, with a very solid 1.33 whip, walks and hits per innings pitch, but a 5.5 ERA. The one ball, two strike stretch and pitch, and that's bounce foul. So Hoover doing battle here, or Unroe rather doing battle, I should say. Riley, a couple of home runs and 13 driven in. Jack Cushing opening the year in Las Vegas, and he struggled at the AAA level. One would think he'll get another shot there. Swinging the ground ball right side, Ironman again ranges this time a bit to his left. He'll make that play, and two men down. Pretty good battle, but Unroe bounces out. And here's Spencer Packard. Packard at 291. Five homers, 30 driven in. One of a quartet, actually, of travelers among the league leaders in on-base percentage. One of those is Leo Rivas, who's on the injured list. We have not seen him, but we have four guys who have been outstanding and getting on base through the Travs. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0. Arkansas is 31-19. They dropped a game to Tulsa last night, though. Pitch a breaking ball, got there, called strike, 1-1. Boy, Tulsa just crazy go nuts. They've won 4 out of 5 in their series at Wichita. Delivery swung on and lined up the middle. Darryl Hernandez made a leap but couldn't get there. Base hit for Packard with 2 down in the first inning on line drive to center field. One on and 2 down. Boy, here's Robbie Tanerowicz. Guy is having a terrific season. He really kind of, as I have found out today, kind of reinvented himself a year ago. He was released in early June. He went back to the Seattle area where he now makes his home, and he just flat got to work. Got some terrific kind of technical style help. Pitched down low for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Went to a facility that's working at all sorts of, there's so much data available, so many ways in which you can improve your game, and boy, he has really done it. Takes down and away for a ball. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Tanerowicz hitting 309 and ranks really among the league leaders in virtually every category. Not the only exception is triples. So a free agent has really been a nice signing, not just filling a spot. Takes a fastball strike down the middle, 2-1. 309 average, 9 home runs, that's among the leaders, 42 runs batted in, that's second in the league. Right-handed hitter waits on a big swing and a miss. Backup pitch, count goes 2-2. And Robbie in this series, 8-17. He's been on base a little bit more than half the time, so he has been a terror. As far as the Hounds are concerned, 2-2 stretch, short lead Packard, pitched down and away, ball 3. So the count full to the Travelers cleanup batter, and that means that Spencer Packard will be taking off of the pitch. Talked about Arkansas and their base stealing, 90 steals, far and away the league leaders. And again, they have been efficient in doing so, with 83%, actually 92 stolen bases now. In 20 and 20 caught stealings, one of those to Classe last night. Runner goes, pitch swung on, fouled away. And the count will remain 3-2. So that many steals, 92 stolen bases, 51 games, just shy of 2 thieveries per game. And, of course, there are some contests that just don't lend themselves to stealing bases. So, man, that is a bunch. Again, about 80% plus on the success rate. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, rip left field, base hit. Boy, Tanerowicz has just been tremendous. He is now 9-18 in this series. Got himself a whole bunch stronger. He worked on just strengthening the body and making the swing a little stronger. And man, is it absolutely paid off. Signed for the Mariners as a free agent, and well, he's a guy that I would think will have a ticket to AAA at some point. 2 men on and 2 men down. The batter is Robert Perez, Jr. One of those guys where hadn't had a good series, really, but, boy, you toss that right out the window. He is so strong. Takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Perez in the series, 1-18. But the one was a tremendous home run. Has a walk, 7 strikeouts, and that's been a high number for him. Rocks that bat over the right shoulder as he waits. Stretch and pitch by Cushing. Ground ball, shortstop. Darryl Hernandez makes the play, goes the short way to second, and Jeremy Ironman waits for the throw, and he's got it. So a couple of base hits, but no damage done. No runs on a couple of base hits for the Travelers. No errors, and 2 men are left on base. So 1 inning in the books at Dickey Stevens Park, and our Village Car Wash score of the game. After 1, the Rockhounds nothing and the Arkansas Travelers nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second inning, no score. Darryl Hernandez will lead it off for the Rockhounds against the lefty Ethan Lindau. Set the side up and down in order in the first inning. The lefty fires and Hernandez fouls it away. 0-1 to Darryl, 337 the batting average. He's 5 for 18 in the series with an RBI, no extra base hits. Lindau, that glove up in front of his face as he gets the sign, delivers way up high for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Lindau, since joining the Travelers, and he was assigned directly here after his trade from the Phillies to the Mariners, pitched way up high away again, 2-1. 20 hits in, including this game, 23 and a third. 8 walks, 21 strikeouts. Just really solid in his 4 appearances. A swing and a miss. Hernandez chased one a bit up and away, and count goes 2-2 to the Hounds shortstop. Take his time out here. Opposition hitting 241 against Lindau. 1.25 whip. Just absolutely solid right across the board. Pitch way up and in, ball 3. Full count now to Darryl. 3-2. Logan Davidson and Jeremy Ironman to follow in the Rockhounds second inning. Hernandez waits. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch to Darryl outside. Ball 4. So the Hounds have their first base runner, Darryl Hernandez, on board. Darryl hasn't stolen much in the way of bases. I hope that's it. Of his 6 steals, most of them came fairly early in this season, but he is a very capable base runner. However, keep in mind that Lindau is a left-hander. Logan Davidson, the batter, 2-run home run last night for Logan. Stretch and pitch by Lindau. Strike on the inside edge, upper edge strike, and the count 0-1. Logan batting from the right side against Lindau. Has more pop from the left side of the plate. Again, a switch hitter is Logan. Playing first base in this ball game, can play anywhere in the infield and play well. Swing and a foul. It'll clip the screen and drift into, can we get up on the roof? Where is it? Yep, here it comes, back down. Well, look out, gentlemen, the first row. Yeah, guy got plunked. Gently in the back of the head. Wasn't aware of the foul ball roof game. Here at Dickie Stevens, 0-2 count. Pitch to Logan, ground ball, shortstop. Might be 2. Took a room service kick, and that's going to be a 6-4-3 double play with ease. So the base on balls wiped away that quickly. Hoover to Frick to Tenarowitz. 6-4-3 on the double play. And just that quickly, base is empty. 2 men down for Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy at 204, he's had a kind of a quietly really good series. Getting on base a bunch. A couple of times he's been hit by a pitch, so painful, but still been getting on base. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. He's 2-for-9 in the series, but has 3 walks and 2 hit back by pitch, rather, and so 7 out of 14 on base in the series. He takes outside for a ball, and the count goes 2-0. On the year, 204, 3 homers and 6 driven in. Infield straight away for him, except at third base. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. and the count goes 2-1. Third baseman Unro shading the line a little bit and playing fairly shallow. Now, just as I say that, he backs up about three steps. 2-1 pitch, and that ball ripped left side. That's a base hit into left field corner. That's going to find the wall on one hop. Jeremy turns, he'll come for two. This is going to be close. The throw, a diving slide, and he is under the tag. That was really nicely handled by Packard in left field. Ball hit right in front of the wall, hit the wall, and he made the play on the carom in the air, did Packard. And Jeremy turns, and he's got a double. Well, that's a really good swing of the bat. Has a home run in this series, says Jeremy, and now he bangs a double off the left field wall. Hound's first base hit, and the double play now comes back to look really big in this inning. And here's Lazaro. First pitch way outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Got his batting gloves, I'm guessing, same place Lawrence Butler did. They are bright orange. Hounds again wearing the slate blue jerseys over the gray baseball pants. The Travs in camouflage jerseys. It's not working. We can see them. The 1-0 pitch. Up high and away for a ball, 2-0. In this very scenario, last evening, Lazaro broke an 0-for-26 with an RBI single to left field. That came with 2-1 and 2 out. Here it's one man on 2 out, second inning. 2-0 count. Lindau set. Pitch to Lazaro. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Sometimes numbers don't really add up. Lazaro hitting just 155, but he has basically an RBI per game. He has 16 ribbies in 18 games. Nine of those RBIs coming in two games. Just swinging a ball, hit the left field, but it will go foul. He got out in front of it and hooked it foul into the seats. So 2-2 count to the Rockhounds right fielder. Shane McGuire on deck. Lindau a walk and a double in this inning, but his team backed him up with a double play to take care of the walk. So runner in scoring position, but there are two men down. Here's the set by the left-hander. Lindau looks at it second, comes to the plate, swung on and pitches foul back. We'll do it again on 2-2. Had a baseball camp before our baseball clinic, I should say, on field before the game, so all sorts of kiddos are in the stands, many of them wearing their uniforms and gloves and watching a couple of young guys just down below me having a great time at this ballpark. Both have their gloves, man. They are ready on every pitch. Swinging a ground ball left side, got a chance. Base hit left field, going to send the runner home. Packard's throw, and it will be wide. The run scores. Lazaro Armenteros, hello, how are you? Drives home a run in the second inning with two out for the second consecutive game. RBI number 17 now in 19 games for Lazaro. Well, again, it had to feel awfully good last night to drive in a pair. He was 2-for-5 in last night's game after going 0-for-26. So he's 3-for-his-last-6 with 3 runs batted in, breaking an 0-for-26 slump. You've got to love baseball. Here's Shane McGuire. Takes strike called outside corner at the knees. Boy, good breaking pitch. Got there, a little run on that delivery. Got the outside corner. So the Hounds on top, 1-0. Lazaro takes the lead. Left-hander Lindau comes set. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch to McGuire. Fouled away. 0-2 to Shane. Shane McGuire hitting 250. Couple of home runs and 14 driven in. Doesn't have a streak going, but in his last 7 games, hitting 370. Lindau comes set, one on and two men down, one run across. Pitch and a swing and a miss, and Shane chased that one a little bit up and away. So this time around, he is out on strikes. And the inning comes to an end, but the Rockhounds get a run on a couple of base hits and a walk, no errors. And there is one man left on base, Lazaro Armenteros, with the RBI single. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top of the Travelers, 1-0.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
It has been a while, but the Rockhounds head for home on Tuesday. They'll open a six-game series with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. That'll run June 6th through the 11th, capping 1 week from today. And then the Wichita Wind Surge will come to town. That will be a six-game set, which will begin a week from Tuesday. So the Rockhounds home for a couple of weeks after spending 2 weeks in the suitcase. Great stuff. And, of course, a couple of Thirsty Thursdays, including the 8th and the 15th of June. We've got a kids' jersey night. It's coming Friday night. Fireworks, of course, on consecutive Saturdays. Lots of good stuff. Hope that we will see at the ballpark. Rockhounds 2 weeks at home beginning this coming Tuesday. Bottom of the second inning, Isaiah Gilliam, who's had a good series, leads it off. Takes a strike of the knees outside corner from Cushing, 0-1. Isaiah Gilliam, Patrick Frick, and Jake Anchia facing Jack in the second inning. 1-0 Rockhounds, 0-1 pitch. Fouled straight back, 0-2. Gilliam, two home runs. He had a grand slam opening night in this series. That was the third consecutive game in which the Hounds had seen the opposition hit a slam. And then the Hounds had one of their own on Wednesday. Bouncer foul. I think that got him in the foot. Isaiah will walk away in the count 0-2. Greg Dykeman hit one Wednesday. Grand slams in four consecutive games, the last two of the Corpus series, and the opening two here, including one by Gilliam. He has also hit a second home run in the set. Pitch from Cushing fouled back, and count stays 0-2. So Gilliam, 279 on the season with six home runs, and two of them coming in this series. He's 2-for-11 in the set. He's walked four times, so he's gotten on base. He's one of the guys who's among the top 10 in the league in that category. Swinging a foul back. Boy, it's five pitches. They've all been strikes. He's fouled off the last three. Mentioned there's now a third kiddo, obviously from the same team. Pitch low and away for a ball. Again, lots of younger folks here today. All three are wearing red and blue uniforms and caps. And, I mean, they are on baseball patrol. This is interesting. These kids are thinking. Here's a swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. Strikeout number one for Jack Cushing. Well, I'm guessing. Now, I don't know, of course, but I'm guessing these kids are trying to figure out the best way to be in position to catch a foul ball. They were huddled together down just right down below the press box between innings. And they have now, after the break, they repositioned themselves along the walkway between the two levels of the seating area, swinging a pop foul out of play. Oh, here we go. Here, come on, guys, that's on the roof. One of them realizes it. Get that ball, young man. Nope, it's going to go into the shot. Oh, it's caught by another kid with a glove over the shoulder off the roof. Oh, that's great stuff. That's great stuff. kids are going to have another meeting here, these three. We should have been on top of that one. Bouncer foul is a home too. It's always entertaining for foul balls here, but this trio of kids, man, they're working it. I hope one of them gets a foul ball in this game. Stylish uniforms, and they're thinking. They're rethinking now after that last one got into the seats right in front of them. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Down and away for a ball, 1-2, the count to Patrick Frick. Right-handed hitter at 244. No home runs, two driven in. straight away in the right-hand box. Nobody on and one man down. Cushing's 1-2. Hit high in the air, a pop-up right side. Logan Davidson has it in his sights. His glasses glisten as he tucks it away. Well, those of you who are regulars, forgive the redundancy, but if you're just coming on board, this stadium has a unique feature to it in the roof of the ballpark. And it looks like the roof of a house. It's got the shingles on it and everything. And it's an A-frame. So on a foul ball hit behind the plate, if it hits on this side of the roof, it then comes back down the roof and bounces into the stands. Pitch a high strike, 0-1 to Jake Anchia, right-handed hitting catcher at 189. With a home run and seven driven in, the home run coming two nights ago, it was the insurance run in a 2-0 Travs victory. A swing and a miss at a high fastball, 0-2. Now, remember, if that foul ball comes back off the roof and you're not aware of it, that's from behind you. So if you're in the seating area, now you are fair game. 0-2 pitch, down and away. It's 1-2. So you can always tell those who have been here before or who figure it out quickly, because on any foul ball on the roof, they turn and watch. A game within a game in North Little Rock. 1-2 pitch, fouled straight back. We'll do it again on 1-2. Connor Hoover, the number 9 batter in the order on deck. And Chia stands back in. 1-2, Cushing with the sign. The turn, and Jack's 1-2 pitch. Got him! Swing and a miss. Chase one up and away. A 1-2-3 inning for Jack Cushing with a pair of strikeouts. You know, the Rockhounds get him the lead, and Jack hangs on to it. We'll go to the top of the third. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 1, Travelers nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments. Creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodation, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
We go to the top half of the third. The Rockhounds on top of the Travelers, 1-0. Laughing between innings, the trio of kiddos I've been talking about, they're obviously all from the same team. I mentioned that. Well, their coach just came and got them. Apparently, they are supposed to be in a seating area, that is, down the right field line. But they had a plan. That's pretty well confirmed now. And they had a plan. They were going to get themselves a foul ball, but the coach, doggone it. Coach came down and got them. So, yeah, they're in a seat now. They don't like that. They can't like that very much. Michael Goldberg stands in, takes a called strike, and the third inning is underway. Michael then back to the top of the order for Denzel Clark and Lawrence Butler. Hounds on an RBI single from Lazaro Armenteros lead as Goldberg swings and hits the ball into left center field and drifting over his Class A to make that catch. Boy, that ball got up in a gray sky, and Jonathan had no trouble finding it. I did for a moment. Ball got way up into the clouds, and one man down, Goldberg flies out to lead off the third inning. Top of the order, Denzel Clark bounced to shortstop his first time up. Rockhound center fielder takes high and away for a ball, 1-0. I've been kidding a little bit about his path to the current 266 average. But, boy, this guy is really a prospect with a lot of upside. Swinging a foul straight back, 1-1 to the tall right-hander. Cousin, by the way, of Josh and Bo Naylor. A former Texas leader swinging a foul out of play. Oh, up on the roof it goes. Is it coming back? Nope, that one got over. As another kiddo in a bright red cap and a blue t-shirt, he's still waiting for that ball to come back. I'm sorry, son. It's over the roof. Swinging a foul back. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. He's got the roof thing figured out. He just didn't know that ball got on the other side of it. He was so hopeful. Looking for that foul ball, the magic of the foul ball. One ball, two strikes, pitching away to Denzel, high and away, and down goes 2-2. 266, he has six home runs, 19 driven in 29 games. Home run he hit last night was just a work of art. High trajectory, deep fly ball to left field, just gorgeous stuff. Pitch down and in, ball three, 3-2. 3-18 in the series is all for Denzel, but all three hits have been for extra bases, a double and two home runs, including the solo shot last night. He takes, nope, down and in, ball four. And he's now walked five times in this series. So Denzel on base with one man down. Here's Lawrence Butler. He tapped out to the pitcher his first time. Brett Harris on deck for the Rockhounds here in the third inning. By the way, in the Texas League, two evening games on the slate, and they are those involving Amarillo and also Frisco hosting San Antonio. Corpus is playing this afternoon. Breaking pitch and a called strike, 0-1. As are Tulsa and Wichita. And, boy, the Travelers, they would lead the South by four games, but they are three games behind Tulsa. Drillers have just been so very good, basically from the get-go. High strike, boy, outside edge. Lawrence thought that was a little wide, kind of looks back and asks, but that's strike two. It's also overall 34-16. They're only one game over on the road, 22-5 at home, as we mentioned earlier. Here's the 0-2 stretch. Breaking pitch drops down low, 1-2. One on, one out, 1-0 Rockhounds in the third inning. Corpus Christi and Northwest Arkansas are just underway. Tulsa leading Wichita already. They're in the, well, actually, it's been going a while. Pitcher's duel there, top of the fifth, 2-0 Tulsa. The Tulsa pitching staff, and this I know it's redundant as heck, but boy, they have been nothing but sensational. 2.83 ERA, 1.1 points better than anybody else in the league. Sub-3 team ERA is just amazing. With a swing and a miss, Lawrence chases one up and out of the zone. So Lawrence Butler 0 for 2 in this one. Two men down, and here's Brett Harris. Lined out sharply to left field. His first time up, did Brett. Top of the third inning, Rockhounds lead 1-0. Right-handed hitter, Brett at 291. Lindau's pitch, sliced foul out of play. 0-1 is the count to the Hounds third baseman. And we do our first game summary after the third inning. Look at the standings board for you as well. Frisco got a victory last night, or excuse me, lost last night, I should say. They had a win. They won a couple of nights ago. And you got to think that today's game with San Antonio this evening, actually, in the Metroplex is almost a must-win if the Riders are going to seriously stay in contention. Here's the stretch. Pitch by Lindau well inside for a ball. The count goes 1-1. San Antonio, the Rockhounds, Corpus, and Amarillo all within four games. Frisco 5.5 back. Remember, they are playing San Antonio, so they will depart either 4.5 or 6.5 out with 18 to go. Pitch outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. 6.5 out, 18 games to go with four teams above you. That's next to impossible. Of course, until the arithmetic tells you so, you're never out of it. But That'll be a very important game a little bit later on this evening in the Metroplex. And boy, San Antonio has been outstanding. They won 4 out of 5 against Frisco at Riders Field. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball left side. Got a chance. Base hit between third and short. Brett Harris lined the ball sharply last time to left. This time he sends it on the ground between third and short. Stopping at second is Denzel Clark. And it'll bring up Daryl Hernandez. Walked his first time up. Daryl, one of 3 Rockhounds with 30 or more runs batted in. He has 30. Lawrence Butler, 32. And Brett Harris leads the club and is in the top 10 in the league with 36 runs batted in. Long conversation on the mound. Jake Anchia. And that is soon to be broken up. Home plate umpire Malcolm or Mickey Smith out. Got almost out to the mound. And conversation now breaks up. Mickey from Aubrey, Texas, behind home plate. Crew chief Stephen Rios Jr. from El Paso is at first base. And Kellen Martin, who calls Phoenix his home, is our third base umpire. He is right now between the pitcher and the shortstop. Hernandez stands in, 2-1, 2-out, 1-0 Rockhounds in the third inning. Set by the left-hander, pitch, a breaking ball, foul back. 0-1, Ed Darrell a little out in front of that. Hounds have had a couple of walks and 3 base hits in this game. In the RBI, Lazaro Armenteros in the second inning. Hernandez waits, stretching pitch by Lindau. Swing and a miss. Boyne Darrell chased one up and away, 0-2. And he will ask now for his timeout. And Darrell, 337, still ranks second in the Texas League behind a rather remarkable Ryan Bliss. Bliss is still hitting 374 for Amarillo. We will see him along with the Sod Poodles next week at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Here's the stretch and pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air to right field, but it will hang up, and Perez will glove it for the out. Pretty good 0-2 swing by Darrell, but he sends the line drive into the glove of the right fielder, Robert Perez Jr., and the inning will come to an end. No runs on a base hit and a walk. No errors and 2 left. To the bottom of the third, Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top, 1-0.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our Hilliard Office Solutions early game trivia. We're going to talk about getting the old heave-ho in baseball. Mind your manners now. We'll do that coming up. Connor Hoover will lead it off. Then back to the top of the order for Jonathan Blase and Riley Unroe. Rockhounds 1 and the Arkansas Travelers nothing. And Rockhounds looking to split a series here, and I know that a split wouldn't exactly be what you would call glamorous, but remember, if you will, that Arkansas is 20-9 at home. Connor Hoover leads it off. Jack Cushing into the motion, right-hander's pitch, down the middle but low, ball 1-1-0. Connor Hoover at 173. There's a home run and 10 driven in. Has played in 33 games, hadn't necessarily started them all. A swing and a miss, chased that one down 1-1. Sense of pinch running and defensive replacement duty. He's played in 33 games, 98 runs batted in. Yeah, he'd be every day on that. Chopper out towards second. Jeremy Ironman has been fairly busy in this game, and he will retire Hoover, so that's his 99th at bat in his 33 games. Jonathan Classe will be the batter. Top of the order, bounced out on a really nice play by Ironman back in the first inning. Again, Classe just blazing speed on the scouting scale, plus speed. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Cheating in on the grass at third is Brett Harris. Pitches up and in for ball one, 1-0. Well, he's drawn three walks in this series, and he has stolen second base after each of them. Jose swings and sends a fly ball into left center field, and over to haul it in is Denzel Clark. So Classe, again, if he gets on, he's running. He has three walks and three steals, but he does not have a hit in this series. He's 0 for 15. So the Hounds largely have done a really nice job keeping him off base. Now here's Riley Unruh, bounced to second his first time up. Unruh, switch hitter as well. He's playing third base in this game. Unruh set to go, former Angels farmhand. Looks to bunt, pushes it up the third base line. Boy, that is rolling, and just wide of the bag. My goodness. Well, Brett Harris did the only thing he could do, and that was to just let that ball go. And, man, that missed bumping the bag by about 6 inches. So 89 feet, 6 inches, that was a work of art, and it just went wide of the bag. Oh, and one to Unruh. Good-looking bunt. Unruh got out of the left-hand box very quickly. Brett would have had no chance to get him had he fielded the ball, so just let it roll, and it finally rolled just wide of the bag at third. 0-1. Spencer Packard on deck for the Travelers. In field in shadows, we are under a dome of gray now. Pitch drops down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Riley Unruh, a couple of home runs, 13 driven in. Takes, and that's up and away for a ball, and the count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Trav's got back-to-back two-out singles in the first inning. He pitched to Unruh, and he bounces out and foul right at the plate. Got way out in front of an off-speed pitch. Two balls and two strikes to count. I've been puzzled because in my normal line of sight, there's an open umbrella in the first row of the second section of seating here. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Because there isn't any rain, knock on wood, and there's no sun. It's out there. You just can't see it through the clouds. It's an open umbrella that's just sitting there. Why, I do not know. Pitch, a swing and a miss down and in, and Riley Unruh out on strikes. Boy, good breaking pitch down and in at that back left foot. Swinging strike three, and Cushing now has retired seven in a row, three of those by strikes. So we've played three to give you a quick game summary of this one, and look at the standings board as well when we come back after three. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, Arkansas nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Rockhounds 1, Arkansas nothing in the final game of this series. Arkansas, the Travelers lead 3-2. So we mentioned a couple of moments ago, Rockhounds bidding for a series split in a ballpark where a series split is a job pretty well done. Give you a little perspective, Tulsa, the best club in the league, again, they are, what, 34-16. Tulsa, they dropped 4 out of 6 here. If the Travs win in this game, that would be the same scenario here. But if the Rockhounds come out with a victory, they will split the series in a very tough venue. So we go to the top of the fourth. Logan Davidson stands in. First pitch on a line drive glove by Tenerowitz on a leaping catch at first base. First pitch swing, line drive by Tenerowitz. And he's a big guy. He didn't get off the ground a whole bunch, but just enough to glove it. So Logan lines out to Robbie Tenerowitz, one first baseman lining out to another on a really nice play, one man down. Rockhounds lead this game with a score of 1-0. Lázaro Armenteros, third RBI in the last two games. Pitch called strike to Jeremy Eierman. Jeremy with the bases empty, two down in the second, doubled to left field. And Armenteros drove him in with a 2-2 single to left. That's the game's only run. Good breaking pitch called strike two. Quick 0-2 count to Jeremy Eierman. Lázaro waiting on deck. Rockhounds one run on 3 hits. Arkansas no runs, 2 hits. The game errorless early on. Pitch drops down low, 1-2. Rockhounds had 2 men on in the third inning, but did not get anything across. Both Travelers' hits came in the first inning back-to-back with 2 out, but then Jack Cushing got Robert Perez to bounce into a fielder's choice. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted high in the air, right field. On the move is Perez. Will he get there? Over the shoulder, he caught it. Well, all I've read about Robert Perez Jr. is that he's not a very good defender. He's made about 4 or 5, nothing like a web gem, but just good plays in right field in this series. That one toward the line and made the over-the-shoulder catch in deep right field. 2 men down for Lázaro. I mentioned it last night, the first of his 2 RBIs came as he broke an 0 for 26, and since then he's 3 for 6, takes a called strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Standings in the North Division, it's a two-team race, and it may be decided largely next week. A swing and a miss, 0-2 to Lázaro. Arkansas has won 3 out of 5 in this series, and they've dropped a game to Tulsa. They're 3 games now behind the Drillers. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and Lázaro up and right back down on 3 pitches. Well, we'll touch briefly on the standings board and get to our managerial ejection trivia coming up. We go to the bottom half of inning number 4. After 3.5, the Rockhounds on top. Village Car Wash score the game. Hounds 1, Travs nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
be the heart of the order for the Travelers. 3, 4, and 5. Spencer Packard leads it off against Jack Cushing. First pitch swung on, lifted in the air, left field, straight away. Michael Goldberg there. Drifts actually toward the corner, but he will haul it in. One pitch, one swing, one fly ball to left, and one man down in the fourth. It's Robbie Tenorowicz. He is 1-for-1 with a single. South Division coming into play. In this game, there are 19 games remaining in the first half. San Antonio leads the Hounds by 1, Corpus by 3, Amarillo by 4. It's from Cushing, low and away to Tenorowicz, ball 1. Frisco 5.5 games back. So for Frisco, if they beat San Antonio this evening in the Metroplex, they'll be 4.5 out and hanging around. Pitch right down the chute at the knees. Fastball, strike 1. And if San Antonio makes it 5 out of 6 over the Rough Riders, they are, on the outside looking in, they'd be 6.5 back with 18 to go. Pitch down and away, the count goes 2-1. The Hounds will have 3 series remaining after today, 2 of them against the South, Amarillo at home and San Antonio on the road to finish the half. Wichita in the middle. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Line drive, glove by Hernandez. My goodness, that ball was smacked. So Tenorowicz, boy, he's hit it hard both times. He rips the ball to Daryl Hernandez. Now Robert Perez. Robert Perez Jr. Bounced in with inning-ending fielder's choice in the first. Now the Hounds have Amarillo coming to town beginning Tuesday. The 18 games to go. Hounds will finish this game, one would assume, before the Frisco-San Antonio game begins. Cowards. It's down the way, 1 ball, no strikes. I know, it's hot during the Sunday afternoons. I get it. Here's the 1-0 stretch. Pitching away to Perez. Backup delivery just inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Nobody on, 2 out. 4th inning, 1-0 Rockhounds. Hilliard Office Solutions trivia. Saw a really cool article, and it's got a pretty serious side to it. Pitch swung on and missed, 2-1, but it also has, there's some entertainment involved. Managerial ejections. A guy named Paul Richards, who was a very good manager with Baltimore, among others. Ground ball, third base, handled by Brett Harris. Throw to first base is in time. Jack Cushing has retired 10 consecutive batters in this ballgame, after giving up 2 base hits in the first inning. So we are bound for the top half of inning number 5. We've got 4 in the books at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. This is the series finale between the Rockhounds and the Travs, and after 4 innings of play, Village Car Wash score, Hounds lead it 1-0.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the top of the fifth. They're doing, we do it at all ballparks, an in-the-stands cam kind of thing between innings, and they were doing a air guitar cam between innings. And there was a young man who, about 5 rows deep, there are 5 kids sitting side by side, 1, 2, 3, 4 rows right behind home plate. Don't know how they got those seats, but they did. And one of them, I don't know what he's got down there, but he's, oh, almost looks like a curtain rod. But anyway, he's got some hair working. Got some purple in that hair, and he was doing a heck of an air guitar, and I was smiling and watching him and gave him a thumbs up. And he kind of looked back up at me and asked why he wasn't. You could tell. His question was, why aren't I on the cam? Pitched to Shane McGuire high away for ball 1-0. And I wish I could go down and tell him that the visiting radio guy didn't have anything to do with the air guitar cam, but you should have been on, man. You were good. Ground ball right side. That's going to be handled by Patrick Frick. Throw to first base for the out. Shane McGuire 0-2. Bounces out to second base. Fifth inning underway. Hounds lead it 1-0. Top half of the fifth. Game very similar to two nights ago. And Arkansas claimed a 2-0 win on a night in which the Hounds threw a two-hitter. Well, managerial ejections. Paul Richards has the lowest average or highest average, depending on how you want to look at it, games per ejection. Called strike to Michael Goldberg, 0-1. Paul Richards, Orioles and somebody else, White Sox and Orioles, was thrown out every 22.4 games. There's a line drive up the middle by Goldberg, but it'll hang up, and there to make the play is Classe. Well hit ball by Michael, but the line drive handled in center field. Second is a guy named Frankie Frisch. He was largely with the Cardinals. He was thrown out every 25.52 games. And Earl Weaver, legendary Baltimore manager, is fourth, thrown out every 26.5 games precisely. Pitch outside and high to Denzel Clark. Denzel 0-1 with a bounce out and a walk. And a current manager has the third highest percentage, if you will, swinging a foul straight back. He has been ejected once every 25.53. Basically the same as Frankie Frisch, but he's third all time. Who is he? Managerial ejections. Pitch inside, it's 2-1. Nobody on, two out. Top of the fifth, 1-0 Rockhounds. This guy's been ejected once every 25.53 games. That's the third highest rate all time. Swinging a pop foul out of play, 2-2, and he is a current manager. A guy named Paul Richards, they called him Old Rant and Rave. He could get on an umpire. He's an interesting guy. He was a brilliant man. Here's the 2-2. Called third strike. Boy, outside corner. Denzel in some disbelief, but he is out on strike, so the Rockhounds go quietly here. 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth. So we are midway through this ball game, and Lazaro Armenteros' RBI is still the only run of this ball game. Midway through Sunday afternoon baseball, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, Arkansas nothing.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of minor league baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Well, thanks so much for spending part of your Sunday afternoon with us on Rockhounds Radio. We've got a good ball game going here in North Little Rock, 1-0 Rockhounds. Isaiah Gilliam will lead it off, and he has a couple of home runs in this series for the Trabs. Jack Cushing into the motion. First pitch to Gilliam. Swings and hits a fly ball to right field. Not deep. In fact, got a hurry to come on and making the catch. Good reaction in right by Lazaro Armenteros, who niftily, that wasn't behind the back, was it? Lazaro flips the ball to Jeremy Ironman. First pitch swing, fly ball to right, one man down. Gilliam got a pitch he liked, but I think it got in on him just a little bit. Did not get extended and fly ball to fairly shallow right field. Batter is Patrick Frick. Swings and bounces. This one foul at the plate. 0-1. Frick popped out to first baseman Logan Davidson his first time. Well, what manager is third all-time in terms of ejections per game? Gets tossed every 22 and a half games. Current manager, 1-0 pitch swing and a miss. 0-2 to Frick with Jake and Chia on deck. Well, I'll give you one hint. This will probably just push it right on over the top, but we'll do it anyway. Here's the 0-2 delivery, breaking ball down and away, 1-1. You probably, well, you either really like his team or you really don't like him. In fact, he just got slapped on the wrist for getting tossed so much. Swinging a high pop-up, left side, it'll get out of play. The manager of the Yankees, Aaron Boone, is third all-time and basically tied for second all-time in terms of getting thrown out the most once every 25 and a half games, 22 and a half. Paul Richards, that's the all-time record. Aaron Boone, and yeah, it's been a concern. He got suspended, swinging a foul out of play. It's a really good article, and again, it covers the serious side of this on MLB.com. And the writer of that article, and I'm kicking myself, I didn't write the name down. Actually, you know what? Forgive me. It's SportsIllustrated.com. Swinging a line drive, left side, base hit. Patrick Frick, and boy, that looked like a pitch that was middle out, and Frick just went and got it. Tying run is on base on a single to left field. It was 11 in a row retired by Jack Cushing prior to that base hit for Frick. Well, I just missed the replay. The video screen here is very nice. I will give it that. But the one thing about it is over is behind me. It's behind my left shoulder. And, man, it's tough to remind yourself to turn and look that quickly. One on and one out for Jake Anchia. He homered two nights ago, his only home run of the year. Takes a strike on the outside half. It's 0-1. The guy who leads the list in terms of managerial ejections once every 22.4 games. That's about, what, seven and a half times a year. Pitch swung on, rolled out toward shortstop. Hernandez will make the play. He'll flip to second base for one. Got to hurry. Throw to first base. Yes, sir. 6-4-3. Inning-ending double play. Nicely turned. Darryl Hernandez going to Jeremy Ironman on to Logan Davidson, and that base hit is wiped away. Jack Cushing gets some nice defense behind him. And the Travelers denied here in the fifth inning, despite the one-out single. So, my goodness, pitching and defense are right at the top of things this afternoon. Through five in North Little Rock, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, Arkansas nothing.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Very similar to two nights ago, we've got ourselves a pitcher's duel. Travelers won a couple of nights ago on a two-hitter. The two-hitter, by the way, was thrown by the Rockhounds, but they scored in the first inning, and nobody else scored until the bottom of the eighth when Jake Anchia added an insurance run home run. Very similar game this afternoon. The Rockhounds an RBI by Lázaro Armenteros, who all of a sudden has three ribbies and three hits in his last two games. Jeremy Ironman doubled with two men out on the second, and Lázaro brought him home with a line drive base hit to left. And that's been it. Jack Cushing has allowed three base hits. He has not walked a batter. Two men were stranded in the first inning, and he got the double play just a moment ago on the third base hit. Ethan Lindau has been very good. He's given up a run on three hits, two walks, and three strikeouts, make it four strikeouts for Lindau. Hounds will send rather Lawrence Butler to the plate. Jack Cushing, no walks and three strikeouts in this game. So 1-0 on Lazaro's RBI single. Here's Lawrence Butler 0-2 in this game. Left-handed hitter set to go. He's bounced to the pitcher and struck out. Swings and sends one. Boy, just foul wide of the bag at first. Boy, that was a sharply hit ball, 0-1. Hounds 1, Travelers nothing. Rockhounds a run on 3 hits. Travelers no runs on 3 hits. No errors in the game. Hounds have left 3. Travelers have stranded 2. And each team has hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Lawrence Butler, Brett Harris, and Daryl Hernandez in the 6th. Breaking pitch just stayed off the inside corner. 1-1 to the Rockhounds' designated hitter. Lawrence seeing limited duty in this series. Sidelined briefly. Swing and a miss. Chased one down and away. 1-2. Comes into the game batting 309. This is a lefty-lefty matchup. Lawrence asked for time, so now we're set to go. Clock ticking, and Lindau delivers. Pitch stays high for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Travs lead the series 3-2. Rockhounds, obviously, are looking for a split as teams conclude their business here. Swinging a roller up the middle to the left of the bag as the shortstop Hoover makes a good play, throws and got him. Connor Hoover was shading up the middle, so he ranged behind the bag and then back over to the second base side of the bag. Good to Trav. Shortstop makes the play, and Butler is retired. That will bring up Brett Harris. A real quick sidebar on managerial ejections. A little bonus quiz for you. I love this one, but I'll tell you a little bit about Paul Richards, the most ejected manager in terms of average, anyway, ever. Here's Brett Harris. Takes high strike, 0-1. Guy named Connie Mack. Now, he managed a million years ago. That has nothing to do with this, but he has managed the most games. He's won the most games. He's lost the most games. He managed 7,775 games, all-time record. So keep that in mind. Nearly 8,000 games. Pitch inside, and it brushed him, and Brett is on base. That was a sweeping, breaking pitch, but it got down and in, and Harris hit by the pitch. One on with one out for Daryl Hernandez. He has walked and ripped a line drive to right field. It was caught. So Connie Mack managed 7,755 games. On this date, he was ejected for the first time in his career. Stretch by Lindau. Pitch to the plate. Right down the middle, called strike 0-1. So in those 7,755 games, let's see, let's give you a range here between... I told you, he got ejected on this date. So between 1 and 100 out of 7,755 games, how many times did Connie Mack get ejected? Called strike 2 to Hernandez on the inside edge. The guy who is, by average, the most ejected manager in history, Paul Richards, he was the guy who designed the oversized catcher's mitt to help catchers handle knuckleballers. Stretch and pitch. That ball sent foul out of play. Paul Richards, and again, remember, he managed in the 50s and 60s. He was the first to really utilize pitch counts way ahead of his time, especially involving young pitchers. But he also could get pretty feisty. Here's the stretch and pitch, and this ball is popped up. Hernandez pounds his bat into the dirt. Ball's going to drift into shallow right center, and Perez will make the catch. Two men down, the frustrated Daryl Hernandez. Back to the dugout. 2 down with 1 on for Logan Davidson. Paul Richards was a mentor to many, including Tony La Russa. He helped shape what was called the Oriole way of playing very fundamental baseball. He was also known, Paul Richards was, for having basically the foulest mouth in baseball, and... love this. Pitch called strike inside corner to Davidson. It's 0-1. And off season, he taught Sunday school. You can't make that stuff up. Paul Richards. Boy, he could get after a manager. Pitch up high for a ball. 1-1. He managed the Orioles and the White Sox. Orioles manager Earl Weaver, of course, was renowned. He and Ron Luciano, the equally legendary umpire, got into it so often and so bitterly that Luciano was never scheduled to do Orioles games after a while, bouncing ball foul. It's 1-2. Man, I mean, that'll tell you, that was some serious stuff going on between those two. I'll tell you the tale of Connie Mack here in just a moment. Answer our trivia. In 7,755 games between 1 and 100, how many times was he ejected? It's going to be a low number anyway. Even 100 is a low number, considering nearly 8,000 games managed. Foul away, 1-2 to Logan. Brett Harris on at first base. There are two men down. We're at the top of the sixth inning. The Rockhounds lead the Travelers 1-0. Very good Sunday afternoon crowd here. In 90-plus under cloudy skies, so the heat index a few degrees higher than the thermometer. Pitch swung on and sent back up middle. A base hit for Logan Davidson. Boy, it is just it in so many ways as you and I have been riding this road, and this is the third year for Logan at this level, and it is just a... I hope this will make sense. It's just a pleasure to see him have success. He is, in his first couple of seasons, career combined average, and he bumped his average up a little last year, but combined in 2021 and 22, hit .232. He is hitting better than 50 points higher at 51 games into this season. And that is really cool to see. Brett Harris stops at second. Two on, two out. Here's Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy doubled and scored back in the second. Takes an off-speed pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Scored the game's only run. He doubled with two out to left field. Scored on Lázaro Armenteros' RBI single. 1-0 Rockhounds, top of the sixth. Two on, two out. Jeremy waits from the right side. Left-hander Lindau delivers. Bounced foul at the plate over toward the third base dugout. Quickly 0-2. Lázaro waits on deck. He's stirring. See if anybody's throwing in the Travelers bullpen. Don't think so. Just stirring down there. 0-2 count. Pitch by Lindau. Swing and a miss. Boy, Jeremy really fooled. Pitch down the way, and he's talking to himself as he walks back to the dugout. So with two men on and two men out, Lindau comes up with his fifth strikeout, and that gets him out of the jam. So we are bound for the bottom of the sixth inning. Village Car Wash score. This game remains. Rockhounds 1, Travelers nothing.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed started 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Last of the sixth inning, it's 9-1-2 in the Arkansas order. Connor Hoover, Jonathan Classe, and Riley Unroe will face Jack Cushing. Let's answer our trivia for you. Stretch this out a little bit, but the game has been, again, in many cases, pretty quick so far on this Sunday afternoon. Connie Mack on this date was ejected. It was the first time he was ejected in his career. It was early in his career, too. It was his first full season as a manager. Went on to manage 7,755 games, virtually each and every one of them wore a shirt and tie, if not a shirt, coat and tie, and top hat of some sort. Great Connie Mack. Connor Hoover swings, fly ball. High in the air, left field, toward the corner, on the move, Michael Goldberg, he's got it. One pitch, one swing, one fly ball out to left. Well, it's kind of it's an interesting story. His first full season as a manager was managing the Pirates, I believe. Or was he managing the Giants? Now I've got all that turned around. The game was at the Polo Grounds in New York. Close play at second base. And, by the way, I love this. This was 1895, mind you. Pitch high and outside to Jonathan Classe, 1-0. One umpire. One. Had to do everything. Man, that just ain't fair. Pardon the grammar, Miss Hilbert. 1-0 pitch. Outside ball two. Boy, and again, right here, this is a dangerous deal. You walk this guy, he's on at second base in a 1-0 game. It's two balls, no strikes. Pitch swung on and lifted in the air to left field. And Goldberg is there. Boy, that is a big out. Classe, now he was caught stealing once last evening. Blake Beers got him. He walked, stole second, and then tried to steal third, but he jumped a little too early, and Blake held his, boy, he really held his set beautifully and then threw behind him and got him. But Classe, basically, you can count on it. He would have stolen second had he reached in a 1-0 game. That's a big out. And here's Riley Unruh. Two out, bottom of the sixth inning. Unruh takes low for a ball. Unruh has bounced to second and struck out. Well, Connie Mack went absolutely crazy on a call on this date. And Hank O'Day was not only the only umpire. Here's a ball hit in the air to center. Coming on is Denzel. He's got it. And the inning is over. Well, again, quick inning here. I'll tell you that tale, give you a trivia answer, and we'll go to the top half of the seventh inning. Jack Cushing has been terrific in this game. Just three hits allowed as we go to the seventh, but the lead is pencil thin as we go to the top half of the stretch inning. We're at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and after six complete, Village Car Wash score the ball game. Rockhounds won, and the Travelers nothing.
EIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. EIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh, and here's the guy with the only ribby in the ballgame. Lázaro Armenteros will lead it off. Bottom third of the order, Shane McGuire and Michael Goldberg to follow. Left-hander Jorge Benitez comes out of the Arkansas bullpen. It is a very good bullpen. Ethan Lindau, terrific. Six innings, four hits, one run, couple of walks, five strikeouts, but he departs with a 1-0 deficit. Thanks to Lazaro's second-inning RBI single. Armenteros takes a high strike from Benitez. 0-1 from the left-hander. The Benitez on in the seventh. Hounds 1, Travelers nothing. Pitch, and that will miss for ball one. One ball and one strike. Lázaro, right-handed hitter, struck out his second time on three pitches, in fact. Swings and misses here. And Benitez ahead of him now, 1-2. Jorge Benitez making his ninth, making actually 10th appearance. He has made 9 appearances all in relief. Swinging a fly ball to center, well struck. Classe going back and still back, looks up over his head. Base of the wall in center field. Lazaro Armenteros, a stand-up double. And now the ball got loose, and he's going to try to come to third, and he's going to get there. Ball was dropped. I think the error will go on the cutoff man, the shortstop. Or second baseman, I'm sorry. I think this will be an E4, going to be a double for Armenteros. He had stopped. He'll advance on the throw was, is indeed going to go to the second baseman, Lazaro, with a double, and that ball was basically to straightaway center field. The error compounds it and lets him get to third base. The relay throw was bobbled. Now here's Shane McGuire, runner at third base, nobody out, in a swing and a miss. And boy, if you're the Rockhounds here, well, you have to take advantage of this. At least that's the thought process. Runner at third, nobody out. Double by Lazaro. He's 2 for 3. It's to Shane that's looking for contact, and he takes up and in for a ball, 1-1. Infield is intriguing. The third baseman is Unroe. He is well toward the bag, kind of holding the runner on. The entire infield up against the grass. Pitch to McGuire is inside, ball 2-2-1. But, boy, there's a lot of space between the third baseman and shortstop because Hoover is shading up the middle on the edge of the grass. Infield in, 1-0 Hounds, runner at third, nobody out. Pitch to McGuire, fouled it back, and it's 2-2, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Michael Goldberg on deck. Then back to the top of the order, and that's Denzel Clark in this game. Outfield very shallow for Shane in left, relatively so in center and in right. Breaking pitch, bounce towards second, and that's going to hold the runner. So underhand toss, in fact, to first by Frick. And Shane McGuire bounces out. Well, that's a runner at third, one man down. By the way, real quick, that game at the Polo Grounds, Connie Mack, first full season as a manager. He knows the umpire, Hank O'Day. They have played together as teammates. And Connie Mack unleashes a string of profanities that can be heard all the way in the press box. He gets ejected. First ejection of his career. Pitch way up high for a ball, 1-0 to Michael Goldberg. And again, that career would span 7,755 games, almost all of that after this ejection. Michael waits, swings, sends one into left field, not overly deep. It's going to sink and drop for a base hit. It got down. Michael Goldberg drives home the run. It's 2-0 Rockhounds. When Michael, a soft line drive to left field, and you know, you talk about guys who are breaking out of rough patches. Armenteros had the RBI broken 0 for 26 last night. Michael Goldberg just broken 0 for 20 with an RBI single. It is a 2-0 game. The run at this point unearned. That could certainly change. One on and one man down on the soft single to left field. Brings home the run, and the Hounds out on top now, 2-0, and Denzel the batter. Pitch by Benitez way outside for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Well, to answer our trivia, sorry to stretch it out so long, it's been that kind of a game. Connie Mack ejected on this date, 1895. 7,755 games managed. You got it. That's the only ejection of his career. Apparently went back and thought about it, didn't like the way he had looked. Here's the pitch down in 2-0. Seriously, he kind of decided that wasn't going to be the type of manager he was, and he did not get ejected again in some 7,600 more games, something like that. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. It's 2-1. I love the image, by the way. Connie Mack, again, managed in a shirt and tie, sometimes a coat and tie, and of course, coat, shirt, and tie, and a hat, as was the style back then. Stretched by Benitez, looks at the runner, comes to the plate, swing, and a miss, 2-2 now to Denzel. One on, one out, one in. Can you imagine the guy, first of all, just running out on the field in a shirt and tie to argue with calling the manager, getting ejected in a shirt and tie, and cussing his head off on the way. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. Classe on the move. Will he get there? He'll track it down. Well, that's really interesting. Michael Goldberg advanced almost all the way to second. Had he, don't know if he could have tagged and moved up on that. Ball was hit to deep right center, tracked down by Class A, and of course he covers just a ton of ground. Well hit ball by Denzel, but it's a long out. Two down in the inning. That would have been enough to score the run. The run will be an earned run against Benitez. That would have scored the run easily. The error did not cost an out. It allowed the base runner Armenteros to advance. Here's Lawrence Butler. He's 0-for-3. Throw to first, a sidearm throw by Benitez down into the dirt, gloved by Tenorowicz. Michael Goldberg has good speed. He's not really been a base stealer, and there's a left-hander on the mound, so you can imagine he's going. He has an average lead, maybe average plus a half step. Delivery swung on and missed, breaking ball away, and Lawrence chased it. It's 0-1. Six home runs, 32 driven in for Lawrence Butler. And drafted out of high school by the A's in Atlanta. The last couple of seasons, he's really made some strides. Runner is going, and boy, Goldberg shot. That stolen ball gets through to center field, but he made the head-first dive into the bag, so he will not advance. Well, Michael was running. That's his second steal of the season. Count is 1-1 to Lawrence Butler, or is it 0-2? You know, I glanced at the runner and took my eyes off the home plate umpire. I believe it is an 0-2 count. I would feel better if Mickey Smith would confirm that. Hasn't corrected the scoreboard, so yep, I will go with that 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Runner in scoring position, two men down. Butler waits, lefty-lefty matchup. Benitez comes set. Long look at second, comes to the plate. Breaking pitch, pop foul, straight back out of play. And that one up, going to dribble back off the roof and into the seats. Oh, young lady with a stylish pink glove had her eyes on that one, but it wound up two rows in front of her, or behind her, I guess. Foul ball off the roof, great fun in Arkansas. Delivery, breaking ball, got in, swing and a miss, Lawrence chased it. So a tough return for Lawrence Butler. Been out for three games, but he is back in the lineup at 0-for-4 in this one as he strikes out swinging to win the top of the seventh. But the Rockhounds get a run. Michael Goldberg with an RBI single. And again, he breaks a little stretch with that. 0-for-20 and an RBI single. Seventh inning stretch on the way. Village Car Wash score of our ball game. Rockhounds 2, Arkansas nothing.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Jack Cushing back to the mound for the seventh inning for the Rockhounds. Again, don't see that very often, a pitcher going that deep. Or is he? Oh, hang on a second now. Don't take stuff for granted, Bob. Nope, I beg your pardon. Ha, glad I looked. It's Trayson Kubel. I glanced and saw the 7 on the back, looked away, and didn't look again. That's a 2-7, thank you very much. Trayson Kubel comes on to pitch for the Rockhounds. Jack, those 6 innings was just outstanding. Give you his numbers in a moment. Trayson, just off the injured list, has made one appearance. So he will come on in the 7th. So Kubel on in the 7th. Jack Cushing, 6 innings, gives up 3 base hits, 2 of them in the first inning. Did not give up a run, did not walk a batter, and struck out 3. Pitched to contact. Here's a strike to Spencer Packard as Kubel will face the heart of the order, 3-4-5 in the 7th. It is now a 2-0 Rockhounds advantage. Packard Tenorowicz and Perez. Pitch swung on, fouled away in the count 0-2. Packard a single. Back in the first, that came with two down. Tenorowicz followed with a single, but Jack Cushing then got a fielder's choice, got out of that inning, and gave up only one hit the rest of the way in six innings. Pitch up and away for a ball that's 1-2. So Trayson, after a long stretch on the injured list, the IL, over here swung on that ball, centered to deep center field. Going back is Clark. He'll make the catch. That's on the track in center field. Boy, Spencer Packard, if he pulls that ball much at all, it's certainly a double, if not a home run. But he hit it a straightaway center, and Denzel tracked it down. Boy, a fly ball to the track and almost the wall. 400 feet to straightaway center. That was just left of that mark, and you could see Denzel with those long strides, about a stride and a half onto the track. So basically to the wall in center field. Here's Tenorowicz. 1-for-2 with a single and a line shot that was gloved by the shortstop, Darryl Hernandez. He takes here for ball one. Topic on our non-Googleable trivia is the golden sombrero pitch called strike 1-1. That is the name for four strikeouts by one batter in a game. A hat trick, of course, is three. And so the thinking long time ago was that if a hat trick is three, you wanted something bigger just in terms of volume and size, and a sombrero would be larger than your typical hat, I guess. Pitch, backup delivery called strike 1-2 to Tenorowicz. And I guess the golden part was just to add to the luster. So the golden sombrero was the topic of an article I was reading a few days ago. And it was on this date, and it's a modern player. Strikeouts much more prevalent nowadays, of course. Modern players struck out eight times in one doubleheader. Here's a swing and a miss, speaking of which, and Robbie Tenorowicz out on strikes. Tenorowicz, 41 strikeouts. For his production, that's not a terribly high number, but he's out, and here's Robert Perez. He has been a guy with 64 whiffs, so that has been an issue. Which of these guys struck out on this date eight times in a doubleheader? Never happened before. It's the only time ever. Aaron Judge, Joey Gallo, Giancarlo Stanton. One of those three. Eight whiffs in a doubleheader. Pitch a backup delivery for a called strike to Robert Perez, Jr. Man, that's a lot of whiffs, man. Aaron Judge, Joey Gallo, Giancarlo Stanton. Stretch in pitch. Breaking delivery stays up and in. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the seventh. Nobody on and two men out. Rockhounds 2, Arkansas nothing. Brett Harris solidly shading the line at third. Not a no-doubles defense, but shading noticeably. Outfield plays in the opposite way. Pitch to Perez. Inside, ball two. Bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the first inning. Bounced to third to end the fourth. Right-handed hitter with power. 2-1 count. Kubo set. Trayson's pitch. Backs up over the heart of the plate for a strike. 2-2. Well, he's been making headlines, boy, throughout the last season and the offseason as well. It was Aaron Judge on this date struck out eight times in a doubleheader. It's outside for a ball, 3-2. So basically, I can't recall if it was four in each game, but basically in the doubleheader, that's two golden sombreros on the same day. Eight strikeouts in a doubleheader, that's a major league record. Aaron Judge on this date does some pretty good things too, doesn't he? Pitch, inside, ball four. Perez draws a walk, and, well, that brings up Isaiah Gilliam, and, well, there are three guys in this order, really, including Packard. There were four in a row that you don't want up there in this situation. Gilliam has six home runs on the year. He has two of them in this series, and he is now the tying run at the plate. So a walk and a whiff for Trayson. One on and two man down, and Gilliam, the batter, struck out in the second inning swinging and flew out on the first pitch in the fifth against Jack Cushing. Kubo's pitch runs high, ball one, 1-0 from Trayson. No tying run at the plate. Bottom half of inning number seven. Rockhounds with a 2-0 advantage in this game. Gilliam, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Kubo misses down and away, well down and away, 2-0, and that's going to bring Shane McGuire up for a visit. So one on and two men down, but again, a dangerous hitter at the plate. One of Gilliam's home runs, which came in the series opener on Tuesday, was a grand slam. By the way, most 4-strikeout games in history, most golden sombreros for any one player. Ryan Howard, Philadelphia Phillies slugger, struck out 4 times in the game, 27 different times. Among active players, Giancarlo Stanton has 22. Joey Gallo has 17 of those. Whiffs are a whole different critter these days, aren't they? Pitch on the way, and that is a high strike. Just got there, 2-1. Gilliam certainly disagrees. Just turns and looks back at Mickey Smith. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 on and 2 out. Gilliam waits, upright stance, left-hand box, and a toss over to first base. Perez Jr., not really a much of a threat to go. He has 2 steals and 2 caught stealings. Has a good lead, though. Not going. Pitch on the way. High and away. Ball 3. And, boy, the plot thickens right here. 3-1 to a guy with power representing a tie game at the plate is Gilliam. Hernandez, Rockhound shortstop, shading solidly up the middle. Brett Harris well up the line at third. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 on, 2 out. Pitch from Kubo. Check. Swing. Strike. Fooled him on the pitch. Down and in. 3-2. Boy, filthy breaking pitch that time from Trayson Kubo. Baseball, especially with pitching, I would guess only with pitching, the word filthy is a compliment. Other than that, can't think of many walks of life where it is, but it is if you're on the mound. 3-2, runner goes, pitch takes flight, got him, swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Trayson Kubo. Whiffs 2 batters in the inning, and that one with a tying run at the plate and a very capable hitter. So no runs or hits, a base on balls. And it is one man left on base. We've played 7. We'll total this thing up for you in a moment. Village Car Wash scored through 7. Series finale, Rockhounds 2, Arkansas nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Rockhounds bid for a series split. And again, a little number on that, if that doesn't sound overly impressive. Arkansas enters this game 20-9 at home. 20 wins, 9 defeats. Prelander Baroa will come on to pitch as we go to the 8th inning. The Rockhounds with single runs in the 2nd and 7th. RBIs by Lazaro Armenteros and Michael Goldberg. Really intriguing. That's something off the berm again in left field. Brief delay here. Brett Harris, Darryl Hernandez, and Logan Davidson in the 8th inning for the Rockhounds. Jack Cushing, outstanding. 6 innings, scoreless work from the Hounds starter. Pitch up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to Brett. Last night, Blake Beers, 5 scoreless in a starting role for the Rockhounds. Brett 1-for-2 and hit by a pitch. He takes on the outside corner from Baroa, called strike, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. command has been a bit of an issue for Baroa, but he is a very talented right-hander. 4.22 ERA, used both as a reliever and a starter. And he delivers inside here, two balls and one strike, 2-1 to Brett. Top of the eighth inning. Hounds a couple of runs now. Pitch to Brett, that'll get there. Called strike at the knees, 2-2. Hounds two runs, six hits, no errors, 2-6-0. Travelers, no runs, three hits, one error, 0-3-1. Hounds have stranded six. Travs have stranded three. Each team has bounced into a double play. 2-2 to Brett Harris. He waits. 2-2 pitch. Sliced foul out of play. We'll do it again on two balls, two strikes. San Antonio plays at Frisco this evening. The Rockhounds, and I'm saying this from the if, but if they hold on to this lead, the Hounds would be no more than a game behind San Antonio when play begins Tuesday, or could be in a tie for the top spot. 2-2, punched foul out of play. And when play begins Tuesday, Rockhounds will have 18 to go, as will the rest of the league. 18 games remaining, 3 6-game series, two of them at home, and the last at San Antonio. We shall see. Two balls, two strikes, way up and in, ball three. 3-2. Baroa strikes out a ton of batters. 51 whiffs in 32 innings. Almost two per inning, but he walks a lot of guys too. Delivery, up, down and in, ball four, and there you go. Brett Harris draws a walk. So Brett, well, that's one of the quietly really good things about Brett Harris's game. He gets on base a lot. He is, you know, he's got a single in this game. He lined out sharply to left field, then singled. He's been hit by a pitch and walked since. So he's 1-for-2, but on base 3 out of 4 times. So the walk by Baroa, and that'll bring up Darryl Hernandez. Drops down a bunt, but it is foul, third base side, and the count 0-1. And the standings board coming into today, San Antonio leads the Rockhounds by 1, Corpus Christi by 3, Amarillo, next opponent for the Hounds, by 4, and Frisco by 5.5 as they will play tonight, Frisco and San Antonio. Big swing and a miss. Darryl comes up empty on a fastball, 0-2. Again, Prelander Baroa in 32 innings. 51 strikeouts and 26 walks. Opposition hitting just 195 against him. But his ERA is precise. The whip is 1.5. Right-hander set. Harris takes the lead. Pitch to Darryl, down low to Hernandez, 1-2. Again, nothing mathematical about it, but if Frisco wins over San Antonio, the entire division would be separated just by 4.5, which is what they were coming into this series. Pitch swung on, punch right side, that's got a chance, going to dribble onto the outfield, grass base hit for Hernandez. That's a really good piece of hitting. That'll look like just a dribbler. If all you saw right there was just the swing of the bat, you say, well, he punched it, kind of dribbled it onto the outfield grass, and second baseman Frick couldn't do much with it, and yes, you would be right. However, that was a 1-2 count. Pitch was too close to take, and Darryl just went with that. He said it. Pitch was on the outside part of the plate, might have been off the outside corner, but too close to take and just got the bat on the ball. He's very fast as Hernandez, and got it just far enough onto the outfield grass for a base hit. 2-1 and nobody down. So Darryl 1-for-3. And his average will go down. Not by much, mind you. He's at 337 now, but still. Here's Logan Davidson. He's 1-for-3. Logan bounced into a double play in the second inning. Lined out to first baseman Robbie Tenorowicz, who had to elevate a bit to make the really good catch in the fourth, and a single up the middle his last time. See how the Hounds will treat this. Logan swinging away, takes outside corner, called strike, 0-1. 2-1, nobody down, top of the eighth inning, Hounds 2, Travelers nothing. And back to the thought on San Antonio, if the Missions beat Frisco tonight, that's just about all she wrote for the Riders in that Really good roster. Pitch down and away for a ball. 1-1. First half, of course. 6.5 out. They're going to be either 4.5 or 6.5 out. There's no middle ground since they're going head-to-head with a division leader. 6.5 with 18 to go and four teams above you. Just not likely. Pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 now to Logan Davidson. Jeremy Eierman on deck. Lazaro Armenteros in the hole. Leadoff walk, Brett Harris, and then a single by Hernandez. Don't always have to loosen the seams on the thing to get on base. And a 1-2 count, Logan steps back in after asking for time. Pitch clock ticks. And a 1-2 count. Runners their leads, set by Baroa. Right-hander glances twice at second, comes to the plate. Pitch swung on and fouled away against the gray afternoon sky. Starting to say late afternoon, it's not. 3:23 is all. So the count, a ball and two strikes to Logan, batting from the left side against the right-hander, Prelander Baroa. He comes set. Logan waits, runners their leads. Pitch takes flight, swung on, foul straight back, had a pretty good rip, and it's still 1-2. Baroa, not the biggest guy. 5'11", 170. Originally with the Giants organization, his home is Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. How many times have we said the name of that? And that baseball city. Pitch swung on set in the air to center field, but it's going to hang up for Class A. Boy, almost misjudged it. Had to leap and catch it. Wow. Well, Logan Davidson in this game is 1-for-4, but he could easily be 3-for-4. He has really hit it hard three times, but line drive out to center field. Class A, and that's one of those, it's kind of a cliche deal, but it's so very true. That ball was hit right at it. And it was a line drive, and he came in and almost, he takes one more step, maybe two in, and that ball's over his head. But he reached up and got it. So the out recorded, first and second, one away for Jeremy Eierman. Right-handed hitter, 1-for-3 with a double. Takes down low for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Lazaro Armenteros is on deck. Pounds two, travelers nothing. Corpus Christi, by the way, leading again at Northwest Arkansas, 3-0 hooks. Boy, they're playing good baseball. Pitch down and in, ball two, 2-0. Hooks are right there. I'm just throwing this out there as an if. If Frisco were to beat San Antonio and the Hounds and Hooks hold on to their respective leads, and again, there's baseball still to be played. Swinging a foul away, it's 2-1. But just to tell you how tight this division can be, if the Hounds and Hooks win and the Rough Riders beat the Missions, the Hounds would be tied with San Antonio and Corpus would be just two games behind. Corpus Christi, by the way, comes here in 2 weeks, and that's no, this is a tough, tough team at home. They're a good team overall, really good at home. Swinging a pop-up, and Jeremy Eierman is a frustrated batter. Shortstop there. Hoover looking up. He's got it. Infield fly rule had already been called. Two men down. And that'll bring up Lazaro. My goodness. Well, baseball is just such a wonderfully crazy game. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter here. Chase Calabrese is going to bat for Armenteros. That's interesting. Lazaro is 2-for-4 or 2-for-3 in this game, but it's going to be Chase who will bat for him and then stay in the game, one would think. So Chase Calabrese, the pinch hit. Chase, left-handed hitter against the right-hander. So Bobby playing the percentages here, and Chase will pinch hit. Well, Lazaro, just terrific. 2-for-4 last night with two RBIs, 2-for-3 with an RBI in this game, and this is a 2-0 game, so that's a huge RBI, and he scored the second run. Now, here's Chase. And shade him well up the middle with the shortstop Hoover. Two on, two out. Pitch to Calabrese, down and away. Good stop by the catcher Anchia. One ball, no strikes to Calabrese. Chase, of course, who plays multiple spots, first base and corner in the outfield. Can play center certainly as well. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Calabrese. Check. Swing. Strike. And it's one ball, one strike. He was really fooled on a pitch down and away. A walk and a single. The line drive caught off the bat of Davidson. The pop out to shortstop. Two on, two out. One and one to Chase Calabrese. Barola set. Looks at the runner at second. Pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. And it's one and two. And again, he is a very high volume strikeout pitcher is Barola. Count of a ball and two strikes. Calabrese waits. Stretched by the right-hander. 1-2 pitch. Down away and back to the screen. No, I'm guessing wild pitch. It's a 2-2 count. Be the wild pitch. So it evens the count. And more than that, this is a 2-0 game. This runner at second is Darryl Hernandez. He runs very well. So a base hit here almost assuredly doubles the lead for the Rockhounds. But Barola is a high-volume strikeout guy. Also has some command issues. Lots going on. 2-2 count. Second and third. Two away. Stretch, kick, pitch, inside, and low ball three. So now the count full. First base after the wild pitch is now open, so that won't affect the base runners. Will the full count with two away? They do not go, of course. 3-2. Barola to Calabrese. The pitch down and away, and Chase coaxes a walk. Base is loaded for Shane McGuire. Well, that's good patience. Chase Calabrese, and he draws the base on balls. So a couple of walks and an infield single, and here is Shane McGuire. And that's going to bring a visit from the pitching coach, Michael Peoples. Well, a lot going on. By the way, the Travelers will be comforted to know that Wichita has come back to tie Tulsa. It's a 4-4 game. Boy, Tulsa, again, nobody has been really all that great on the road. The Hounds are as good as anybody and better than most at 14-12 on the road. Hounds are 12-12 at home. Tulsa and Arkansas, we mentioned this several times this week, I know, but boy, the records. I mean, Arkansas is good, even if they lose this game. And we'll see how that unfolds, of course. But even if they lose today, they're winning two out of every three at home. They're 20-10 if they lose today. And Tulsa is 22-5. I love going to that ballpark, by the way. One Oak Field is one of the tremendous stops in minor league baseball. But maybe you don't want to go there this year. And under Scott Hennessy, Drillers have just been exceptionally good at home, and they are this year and over the top. Now Shane McGuire, bases full, two men down. Stretch by Barola, pitch to Shane, right down the middle, and a called strike 0-1. So Barola working his way into, and he hopes now out of a jam. Rockhounds added their second run in the seventh inning. They have the bases loaded, two out here in the eighth, leading 2-0. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. And again, the odds say that he is overdue a strikeout. Here is Barola. 51 Ks in 32 innings. Here is the stretch. McGuire waits. Shane from the left side. Pitch by Barola. Down low. Good patience. Did he go? They appeal, but no. And third base umpire, who is Kellen Martin, is between the pitcher and the shortstop position. Shortstop shading well up the middle, but he's between the pitcher and where the shortstop would normally play on the grass. Not going to get that appeal very often. Here's the 1-2. Check swing didn't go, boy, just outside. Took it with the eye of a catcher. Many of the partisans disagree. So it is a 2-2 count now to Shane McGuire. Bases loaded, two out in the eighth. Hounds trying to expand a 2-0 advantage. Stretched by Barola. 2-2 pitch to McGuire. Outside corner, got him called third strike. Boy, Shane, who is the Hounds catcher, thought that was a little up and away. He took it. He won't say anything, but he'll walk away. A little bit of body English, I'm sure. So Baroa pitches into and out of a jam. No runs on a hit, no errors, and three men left on. And we'll see if that comes back to haunt the Rockhounds, who have left nine men on base in this ball game. So to the bottom of the eighth we go. Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds lead the Travelers 2-0.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Bottom third of the order for Arkansas in the eighth inning. In a 2-0 ball game. Patrick Trick will lead it off. Jake Anchia and Connor Hoover to follow against Trayson Kubo. Second inning of work for the right-hander. Pitch down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Tracing a walk and a couple of strikeouts in the seventh inning in relief of Jack Cushing. His pitch swung on and missed. Boy, he unleashed a fastball there. One ball, one strike. And can't give you the specifics this week. The velocity readout is not operating here at Vicki Stevens. And boy, that pitch had great life to it. 1-1 pitch, fouled straight back. Count is 1-2. Ball and two strikes. So the Hounds with a 2-0 advantage. As was the case, what, two nights ago, tremendous game, almost identical, except the team in the lead. Here's a line drive, right side, base hit. Good piece of hitting by Frick, and he's on base. That'll bring the tying run up with Jake Anchia, who homered two nights ago in that 2-0 Travelers win. So one on, nobody down, and Anchia the batter. Connor Hoover and Jonathan Classe on deck and in the hole, and here comes Bobby, and that, I would guess, will be it. Yep, it will for Trayson, so he will go an inning plus in his second game back off the IL. Gave up one base hit, is responsible for the man on base. He walked one, struck out two. So in the eighth inning, runner at first base, nobody out. We'll see who comes in out of the Rockhounds bullpen. As soon as the crowd clears, well, he comes on. Well, this is it. Are they doing it again? We've got a number that there is no number 23. Check me. Check me. I got it now. I got it now. It's Trey Schupach. I know that's Trey Schupach. Why did I just see a 23 out there? Somebody help me. Trey Schupach is a new pitcher. Phantom numbers appearing. So Trey will come on with a man at first base, nobody down. And Chia will be the batter, then Connor Hoover, and then back to the top of the order. Hounds will head for home after this ball game. And it's up 2 weeks, and there have been times in the past the team has been on the road for close to 2 weeks. It's about as long, I think, as you want to be on the road. And, of course, with a new schedule structure, it's two series. In the past, if you were on the road for 2 weeks, that would be a three-city stop. And there have been some of those along the road over the many years you and I have been doing this. But 2 weeks is as much as you are ever stuck with. You wouldn't want 3 weeks, of course. That would be outside of some extenuating circumstance, no way. But the Hounds will be home for the next 2 weeks, beginning on Tuesday. Amarillo and Wichita coming to town, and again, two Thirsty Thursdays, two great giveaway nights on consecutive Fridays, kids' jerseys and Rockhounds pop-up cowboy hats, and two consecutive fireworks Saturdays among the good stuff going on. Jake Anchia stands in, back to baseball with a breaking pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Field in shadows as it has been all day, cloud cover over this part of Arkansas, a little bit of breeze, but there is blowing inward. 0-1 count, and she awaits. Pitch by Shupak, down and away, 1-1. Base runner is Patrick Frick. Leadoff single in the eighth. Rockhounds 2, Travelers nothing, but the Travs with the leadoff man on base. Shupak's pitch, swing and a miss. And Chia chased one down and away, one ball and two strikes. Trey making his 15th appearance. He is 3-0, a 4.10 ERA. Numbers across the board are just solid, just kind of right out the watermark. Pitch up high for a ball is two balls and two strikes. 26 in the third innings, 25 base hits, and a 2-1 ratio, 21 strikeouts, 10 walks. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch by Shupak. Swing and a miss, breaking ball away. And Chia, remember, homered his first homer of the year a couple of nights ago. He is out on strikes. And the batter is Connor Hoover. Well, this inning the lineup for the Travelers, really a bit intriguing. Number 9 batter up there, Connor Hoover, left-handed hitter, takes outside ball 1. The on-deck batter is Jonathan Classe at the top of the order. And again, he of the outstanding speed. Now let's see what happens here with Hoover. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air to left center field. But Denzel Clark has time and room. He's there. He's got it. Fly ball out to center. So, I didn't want to put the cart before the baseball horse. This now becomes a huge out. For a huge batter anyway. And that last out was really significant as well. Connor Hoover brings Classe to the plate, but it brings him up not as a leadoff guy. And again, it's a two-run game. If he gets on, he's going to run, he's going to steal a base, and he would bring the tying run to the plate. So Classe swings and drives one right field corner. He's going to produce a run here. That ball has Skinner out of here. That get gone. That is a ground rule double. It bounced over the bullpen fence. Wow, Classe. We've been talking about his power for 6 days. He did not have a hit in this series until then. And it's going to be second and third on a ground rule double into the right field bullpen. Boy, I mean, he jumped all over that pitch. So now it is Riley Unruh with the tying run in scoring position, second and third. And if you get a base hit to the outfield, I will promise you, 27 cents and two Cheerios box tops, I'll bet you Classe scores because he is flat fast. Second and third, two men out. Unruh the batter, pitched by Shupak, called strike, 0-1. So the Rockhounds' 2-0 lead now is in some serious peril in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two on, two out, both runners scoring position. Stretch by Shupak, pitch. That one slipped away right off the fingertips. You could see it, one ball, one strike. Unruh has bounced to second, struck out swinging, and flown to center. Spencer Packard, one of the top hitters in the league overall, is on deck. Unruh, switch hitter from the left side. 1-1 from Shupak. Swung on, hit in the air, right field toward the corner. Fair ball, tie game. two-run double, Riley Unruh, right field corner, and just that quickly, the Travelers have evened up this ball game. Unruh jumped on that pitch and pulled it into the right field corner. Drives home both runners with no problem whatsoever, and it is now a 2-2 tie. First run goes to Trayson Kubo. The second goes to Trey Schupak. So Trey gets the blown save in this game, and now Packard is the batter with the go-ahead run at second. Boy, this is interesting. Rockhounds will pass Packard intentionally to pitch to Robbie Tanerowitz, who is overall, without question, I would think, one of the top five hitters in this league. Again, ranks in the top 10 in every offensive category. So now it's first and second, and the Travelers, and here comes pitching coach Chris Smith to visit with Trey Schupak. And we just see Trey that is watching that two-run double. When it dropped in the right field corner, his head dropped for just a moment. You know, the frustration and disappointment there. So it's a 2-2 ball game. Boy, and Tanerowitz at the plate. This is a gutsy call. Tanerowitz in this game is 1-for-3. A single, a line out to shortstop, and a strikeout. He's hitting .309. He has 9 home runs, 42 runs driven in. Again, he is up top in the league. He's tied to the league lead with Chandler Redmond of Springfield. I don't know if Chandler is still with Springfield, in fact. Now, here's Tanerowitz. First and second, two out. First pitch, inside corner called strike 0-1. Well, the Hounds have led this game since the second inning, but the Travelers evening it up again. The two-run double, Riley Unruh. Took Logan Warmoth's spot in the number two position in the order in this game. First time Logan hadn't played. He's had a good series, but Unruh with a two-run double. And he is at second. Packard is at first. 2-2 tie, two down, and a very dangerous hitter at the plate. Pitched it to Tanerowitz. Bouncing ball foul wide to third, 0-2. So Prelander Baroa now becomes the pitcher of record for Arkansas. I mention that for this reason, just glance at the bullpen, nobody warming. The Travs used 5 relievers yesterday, pitching by committee. Here's the pitch to Tanerowitz, outside and high, not by a bunch, 1-2. First and second, 2 down, 2 in, 2-2 tie with 2 outs in the 8th inning. A 1-2 count, Tanerowitz right-handed hitter with a slightly open stance. Stretched by Schupak, pitch is swung on and looped foul, really jammed him. Ball would get back into the back row or two of the seats on the first base side, 1-2. So Tanerowitz still in there, the ball and 2 strikes. Taps the plate, set to go, Schupak set. Hands at the belt, Trey's pitch, swung on and missed, he got him a breaking pitch. Well, that is a very, very dangerous batter retired with go-ahead run in scoring position, but the Travelers have come back to tie this ball game. So we're going to go to the top half of the ninth. After 8 complete, Village Car Wash score now reads the Rockhounds 2 and the Travelers 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour schedule an in-person visit and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
We have played eight, and this ball game starts now. 2-2 tie, top of the ninth. Michael Goldberg leads it off, 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a steal. Takes up and in from Ty Adcock, who comes out of the Travs bullpen. Tomorrow was an off day, which really helps. And in this case, really helps the Travelers, who had to pitch by committee yesterday. Pitched down and away for a ball, 2-0. Yesterday's scheduled starter was Brian Wu, and he did start yesterday, but he started for the Seattle Mariners. So five pitchers yesterday on the hill for the Travelers. A swing and a foul straight back, and it's 2-1 now to Michael Goldberg. Denzel Clark and Lawrence Butler will follow. 9-1-2 in the order. Pitch to Goldberg. Swings, ground ball, foul, wide at third. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Michael flew out to center field routinely in the third, lined out to center in the fifth, and then an RBI single. Put the Hounds on top, 2-0 in the seventh. Right-handed hitter waits. 2-2 pitch. Chopper, foul, protected the outside part of the plate. Had to reach for that ball a little bit, but he got there. Corpus Christi still leading Northwest Arkansas, 3-1 top of the seventh. Tulsa has taken the lead again at Wichita, 6-4. Here's the 2-2 stretch and pitch. Ah, check swing fooled him on the pitch way down, and Michael will walk away. So Ty Adcock with the strikeout, one away. Top of the order, Denzel Clark. Denzel 0-for-3, plus a base on balls in his game. Adcock comes set. Right-hander's pitch will miss. Down and in, 1 ball, no strikes. Denzel, a couple of home runs in this series, including one last night. And it was impressive. Towering fly ball got out of here to left field. Pitch to Denzel. Tips his swing, takes a strike. Now knee-high, outside edge. Ty Adcock has been very good for the Travs. 10th appearance, a 2.7 ERA. Right-hander with a pitch inside for ball two, 2-2. 2-1. Check me, 2-1. He has given up only 5 hits in 10 innings. 1 walk and 11 strikeouts. How does he have a 2.7 ERA? It'd be 0-7. There's a swing and a miss and a pitch on the inside part of the plate, 2-2. 2.7 is a very good earned run average, but my goodness, only given up 6 base runners. Delivery is well inside, and that's ball three. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Opposition hitting 143 against him. And the whip is what, 0.6? Stretching delivery by Adcock. Back up the middle, and that is going to be a diving catch by the second baseman, Frick. Ah, tremendous defense. Denzel Clark flat robbed in North Little Rock. That ball, about a foot on the grass behind second base, low line drive, and Frick went airborne, boy, down low airborne and made that catch. Boy, if the Travs go on to win this game, remember that play. That was something. That was, boy, a base hit absolutely taken away. Butler goes opposite way, line drive, base hit left side. Not before I could tell you, he was 1-for-4. He's now... We're 0-for-4. He's 1-for-5. 2 out, single. Boy, how big now is that catch by Frick? Here's Brett Harris. 1 on and 2 men down. Now Lawrence Butler in, sat out 3 games. Minor minor injury. And with that, he's now reached base in 14 consecutive games, as Lawrence. Two-out single here in the ninth, and here's Brett. It's to Harris, and he sends one foul wide to first base and jammed on that pitch. Brett, 1-for-2, and on base, 3 out of 4. With a hit batsman and a walk in the mix. By the way, that Tulsa-Wichita game, just keeping an eye on the scoreboard, that is an extra innings game, and Tulsa scored twice in the top of the 10th. But Wichita is threatening in the bottom half of the inning with two men on. We'll keep an eye on that. 0-1 is the count. Pitch to Brett. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball. Comes up empty. 0-2. Top of the ninth. A newly forged two all tie. Two balls, two strikes. One on and two men down. Pitch to Harris, and he pucks that one foul. And goes, whew, oh, that got into the seats. He can hit the underside of the stadium and carry him down quickly into the seats. Everybody is okay. 0-2 the count. Outfield shades him a little bit the opposite way. Harris waits. 0-2 count. Second time. Butler bluffs, doesn't go, and a high pop-up. Left side of the infield. Shortstop Hoover. And he's got it. Boy, that catch by Frick. Just tremendous. The difference in that catch by Frick was bases empty, well, with one man on and two out instead of two on and one out, as Butler singled moments after that brilliant play. So we are bound for the bottom half of the ninth inning. And Arkansas a chance to, well, you almost want to say steal one here. Village Car Wash score, a 2-2 tie.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Travs will bring the first two guys of this inning up. Both guys with lots of pop in the bat. Robert Perez will lead it off. And I say to Gilliam to follow again. That's, of course, as needed. This is a tie ball game as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And Perez, guy with a bunch of pop. Trey Schupach with the delivery up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the ninth inning underway. 2-2 tie. Perez Jr., right-handed hitter. Schupach's pitch swing and a miss. Boy, Perez had ball game and series over with that swing. Right-handed hitter waits and Schupach's pitch. Down and away for a ball. 2-1. Travs with two runs in the last of the eighth inning to tie it. Perez waits, 2-1 count. Pitch by Schupach, low and away, 3-1. Boy, this, you do not want to go there against this guy. You really do not. Perez 0-for-2 with a walk in the ball game. The 3-1 pitch, just down and away, ball 4. And the game-winning run gets a, potentially so anyway, gets a free pass. Isaiah Gilliam, the batter. Gilliam 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts sandwiched around the flyout to right field, but the Travs get that leadoff man on. And a pinch runner now for Perez. I would imagine this would be Logan Warmuth. Don't see a. Yeah, it's Warmuth who will pinch run. That's a pretty easy call. He does steal a lot of bases, does Warmoth. The question is, would he be asked to do that here? Warmoth on the season, 14 steals in 17 attempts, but he got a guy with power at the plate. Not going, pitch, taking a strike of the knees, 0-1. Isaiah Gilliam is the batter. Patrick Frick is on deck. So keep an eye on Warmoth here. Pinch running for Robert Perez. Has a good lead. Set by Shupak, not going. Pitch swung on, sent foul, sharply so, but foul, wide of first base, 0-2. And the hands off to dig that ball out of the corner. Chase Calabuig will retrieve. 0-2 is the count. Gilliam waits. Switch hitter from the left side. One on. Nobody down. 2-2 in the ninth. Breaking pitch. Boy, just outside. 1-2. Would have been a real easy pitch to take, but turned out to be the right decision. 1-2 count. Boy, in a game which the Hounds have led most of the way. Now all of a sudden hanging in the balance. Pitch by Shupak. Swing and a miss. And Gilliam out on strikes. One on and one man down. Now you get to the bottom third of the order, where power not as prevalent. And let's see if Warmoth might be running again. He has been a really, really good base dealer. He's 14 out of 17, as mentioned. Patrick Frick, 2-for-3 in the game. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One on, one man down, last of the ninth inning. Trav's trying to walk it off and win the series. Stretch and pitch by Shupak. Down and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Frick, right-handed hitter. Shupak from the right side. Hand set of the belt. Delivers. Pitch, got there. Outside corner at the knees. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Crowd grumbling a little bit. Patrick Frick popped out to first base in the second, singled and was doubled up in the fifth, singled and scored in the eighth. He bounces the 2-1 pitch foul off to the left to count 2-2. Warmoth, I don't know about a jump, but man, he got off the base in a hurry on that foul ball. Two balls, two strikes, one on and one man down. Shupak set. Frick waits, toss to first base. Diving back in is the pinch runner, Warmoth. Yeah, the Hounds set up defensively. Brett Harris, not a no-doubles defense boy, pretty close to it, though, at third base. Logan Davidson holding the runner on, of course, at first. Here is the 2-2 pitch and a foul ball right through the on-deck area. Boy, and then niftily stopped by the left foot of catcher Jake Anchia off the carom. Niftily done. 2-2 the count. Frick stands back in. Straight away in the right-hand box. Outfield is straight away for him. Here's the stretch. Pitch by Shupak. Swung on. Popped up. Outfield grass. Right side. Calabuig coming on. And Chase will make the catch in shallow right. So, 2 weeks on the road. And at least for now, this game comes down to Jake Anchia and Trey Shupak, hitter and pitcher respectively. Anchia has had a miserable day at the plate. He is 0-for-3. He has struck out twice, sandwiched around, bouncing into a double play. But 2 nights ago, he homered his first of this season in a game won by the Travelers 2-0. So Anchia tap the dish. Boy, Brett Harris now full out, no doubles defense. Pitch to Anchia, outside corner, called strike 0-1. Base runner Logan Warmoth. Kind of surprised he hasn't gone yet. stretch by Shupak. Runner not going. Pitch down and away. One ball, one strike. He has excellent speed, and Travelers, of course, have not only stolen those 92 bases, the league-leading total, but they've been very efficient in doing so. Solid lead, edging, not going, pitch, swung on and missed. Count goes 1-2, one ball, two strikes. One on, two out. Score is tied at 2, bottom of the ninth inning. And Chia waits from the right side. Shupak leans in, has a sign from Shane McGuire. Wormuth takes the lead. He is running. Pitches swung on and missed. It won't matter. He's out on strikes. Well, for the Rockhounds, disappointment overall. They've had the lead throughout this ballgame or close to it, but a leadoff base runner in the bottom of the ninth, the potential game winner, but that is denied, and we will go extra innings. So no runs, no hits, no errors. And on the base on balls, one man left on base. So up to the top of the 10th we go. Village Car Wash scored this ballgame. Remains a 2-2 tie.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of minor league baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
I mentioned this bullpen is awfully good for the Travelers. They will go to a guy who's ranked among the top 30 prospects in the Mariners organization. In fact, I say it, Campbell will come on to pitch. Campbell has made 13 appearances, ERA at 2.57. Campbell has given up only 11 hits and 4 walks in 14 innings, so his whip is just over 1. He'll face Darryl Hernandez. Boy, it's a good matchup as we go to the 10th inning. The designated or phantom runner will be Brett Harris for the Rockhounds. And he made the last out of the top of the ninth. So Brett will be the designated runner. He will start at second base. Jake Anchia will be that guy for the Travelers in the last half of the 10th inning. So here's Darryl. He's 1-for-3 plus a walk. Stretch in the first pitch, swung on, fouled back. Boy, he went right after it. And count 0-1 to the Rockhounds shortstop. Isaiah Campbell's a big guy. He's 6'4", 230 out of Olathe, Kansas. 0-1 count to Hernandez from the right side. Pitch to Darryl's up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Extra innings, of course, a different critter as of the last, what is it, 5 seasons or so? The runner starting at second base, mystically, magically appearing. Swing and a miss. Darryl comes up empty, 1-2. It's Hernandez, Logan Davidson, and Jeremy Ironman here in the 10th inning. And with that runner starting at second base, if the home team can deny the visiting team, keep them off the board, that's a huge advantage. Still have to produce it, of course, but you can really focus on just getting one run in from scoring position with nobody out. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-2. And again, if you're given that scenario at any point in the game, you have a runner in scoring position, nobody out, odds are pretty good that that guy will score. So if you deny the other team, you got a great chance. Pitch down and away, ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. Again, Campbell didn't walk very many guys. 4 walks in 14 innings. 3-2 to Darryl Hernandez. He leads it off in the top of the 10th inning, a 2-2 tie. Stretch and pitch to Darryl. Swings and sends one out towards second base. That will push the runner up, but with the First out of the inning, so a 4-3 bounce out. Frick handles that with ease. Runner at third, one away for Logan Davidson. Logan on this day is 1-for-4. He's hit it hard three times. Could easily be 3-for-4, but two of them were caught. He lined out on a good play by Robbie Tenerowitz, who left the ground at least a little bit to reach up and grab a line drive and ripped one to center his last time. It was caught by Classe, almost got over his head. Pitch to Logan, a little bit late, swinging a foul back, 0-1. Jeremy Eierman on deck. One down, top of the 10th inning, tied at 2. By the way, Wichita falling at home. Tulsa wins again, 6-5. They took 5 out of 6 at Wichita. Here's the pitch. Low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. I mention that because for the Travelers, well, for both teams. These are both teams in second place in their respective divisions. But the Travs need to win this to stay within 3 of Tulsa as they travel to Tulsa next week. Pitch, swung on, foul tip. It's 1-2. Hounds, of course, will be right in the thick of things no matter what, win or lose in this game. But if the Hounds win, they are guaranteed to be no more than a game out of first place with the possibility of a tie. But for the Travelers, boy, as good as Tulsa is at home, you don't want to go into that series 4 games down. That could basically decide the first half, but that's all next week. So runner at third, one man down, 2-2 tie in the 10th. Infield in, all the way around. Pitch to Davidson. Logan swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Now the strikeout, such a weapon in extra innings. And let's say Campbell gets it for Campbell again. That's 16 strikeouts in 14 2/3. And now here's Jeremy Eierman. 1-for-4 with a double. Doubled and scored in the second inning. Hounds led until the last of the 8th. Runner at third, 2 down. Boy, again, it's a very big moment. This game called strike. Boy, just got there knee high. That's a perfect pitch, 0-1. Campbell comes set, hands at the belt. Harris, the runner at third base. Pitch to Eierman, woo, way up and in. That backs him away, and the home crowd oohed and awed at that as the pitch high and tight to the right-handed hitter. One ball, one strike. Set by Campbell. Harris takes the lead off third. Pitch swung on. Ground ball to third. That's going to be handled by Unroe. And the Hounds come up empty in the 10th. And that, boy, pushes this ball game to the brink. No runs or hits. No errors. The Phantom runner left at third base. Well, we'll see. Hounds will go to the bullpen. I think that is Brian Howard. We will check when we return. So after nine and a half, to the bottom of the 10th we go. There we go. I knew I would get it. Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds 2, the Arkansas Travelers 2.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
It is the tall right-hander, Brian Howard, who will take the hill in the bottom of the 10th inning. Jake Anchia is the phantom runner on at second base. And the batter will be Connor Hoover with Jonathan Classe, the top of the order on deck. Connor Hoover swinging a line drive foul wide at third. Let me check and see if this. Yeah, it is Connor Hoover. I don't know why I forget to mark him down as a left-handed hitter the last couple of days, but yep, he is. Fouled that one away 0-1. Hoover 0 for 3. Classe, top of the order. Waiting on deck. Bottom of the 10th inning, 2-2 tie. What are the odds? Right now, I would think, probably tilting a bit in the Travs' favor. Pitch swung on and looped foul out of play, and it's 0-2. And I will check myself. Matt Scheffler is the pinch runner for Anchia. I didn't think that was Anchia out there. Matt Scheffler is the ghost runner, designated runner. Pitch way high and away. Now goes a ball and two strikes. Scheffler, the walking lead. Hoover from the left side stands in. Brian Howard comes set. Long look at the runner. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and ripped. Base hit. Right field corner. Ball game over. Connor Hoover drives home the game winner. A walk-off win for the Arkansas Travelers. Boy, Hoover on a 1-2 pitch. Jumped on it. Drove it down into the right field corner. Scheffler comes across the score. And boy, the Rockdowns, that's going to add about a half hour to the bus ride home. That is really frustrating. That will go, I'm sure, as a single, even though it went all the way in the corner. Easily would have been a double. But just that quickly, down 2-0, going to the last of the eighth. We've said how good this team has been at home, and boy, it just continues that way here as they now are 21-9 at home, and this one, boy, they rally from 2-0 down in the bottom of the eighth inning. And, you know, as we said, if the home team keeps the visiting team off the bases or off from scoring, that is, in extras, it's just a terrific, terrific advantage. You really put yourself in position to win a ball game, and that's exactly what the Travelers did. So the Hounds will walk to the clubhouse, and that'll be a disappointing result. They will go 2-4 in both trips, both series on this road trip. Will the Rockhounds. We'll total this thing up for you in a couple of moments. Boy, for the Travs, and again, from the Arkansas perspective, just from the Arkansas perspective, this is absolutely a huge win. They don't win this game. They go into Tulsa four games down, and boy, that the odds just not great. They'll go in three down, but that's a big, big difference, and they do it with a come-from-behind win in extra innings. 3-2 the final in 10. So to the Travelers, a tip of the cap to my friend Stephen Davis next door. The folks here in Arkansas, always terrific hospitality. Good friendly faces here always. The hospitality is outstanding, with the exception, of course, of the scoreboard. Travelers win in 10. Gentlemen, this vote's for you.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, two runs on 8 base hits, no errors. 2-8-0 for the Hounds. Arkansas, 3 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. 3-7-1 for the Travelers. The error, by the way, really didn't factor into runs being earned or unearned. In this ballgame, the win will go to Isaiah Campbell in relief. He is now a perfect 4-0. And the last three relievers in particular for Arkansas did a terrific job. Baroa, Adcock, and Campbell, three innings of virtually perfect baseball after the Hounds taking a 2-0 lead in the top of the seventh and took that 2-0 lead into the last of the eighth. Trace and Kubo will get a hold in this game. Trey Schupak gets a blown save, and the loss will go to Brian Howard, who basically faced just the one hitter in the 10th inning, and that turned into the game-winning RBI. I want to make sure, see, that is a, make sure, yep, they did credit that as a single to Hoover, but again, would have been a double into the right field corner, but the run scoring from second base, so it goes officially as a single, a walk-off single at that, and 3-2 will be the final. This game played in 2 hours, 39 minutes of baseball daylight time. Again, a good bunch this afternoon, 4,053 on hand to watch it at Dickey Stevens Park. The Travelers win the series 4-2, and a couple of really close games in particular in this series. Arkansas winning 2-0 two nights ago, and they rally back to the 3-2 win here. So the Hounds will go 4-8 on the road trip. They will be 1.5 games behind San Antonio at this moment. San Antonio will play at Frisco later this evening, so for the Rockhounds, the deficit will be either one game or two games when they open play on Tuesday with Amarillo coming to town. The Sod Poodles also playing later on this evening. So from Dickey Stevens Park, North Little Rock, Arkansas, our final Village Car Wash score of the game in 10. The Travelers 3, the Rockhounds 2.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Kiddos are running the bases, some of them pretty little, being guided by big folks around the bases here. Travelers win this game 3-2, and man, that's one of those games. That's a pop of the chops if you're the Rockhounds. And this is a very, very tough place to play. The Travelers win this game. They are now 21-9 at home, so it isn't just the Hounds who have felt the sting here at Dickey Stevens Park. But the Hounds with a great opportunity to go 3-3 in this series, and it slipped away in the eighth and then was capped off in the bottom half of the tenth. Rockhounds get RBIs in this game from Lázaro Armenteros. Remember, he broke an 0-for-26 yesterday. He actually had two RBI singles in that game. And the second run of this game is driven in by Michael Goldberg. Michael breaking an 0-for-20 with an RBI single. The first of the runs in the second inning, a two-out double by Jeremy Ironman that followed a double play turned by the Travs. Ironman doubles into left field, and Jeremy scores on Lazaro's RBI single to left field. It was 1-0 Rockhounds. Neither team had much in the way of chances, in fact, until the Rockhounds added to the lead in the seventh inning. Lazaro, a leadoff double. The relay throw is botched, and he gets to third base with nobody down. And with one out, Michael Goldberg, single to left field. RBI is 15th of the year, and again breaks that little 0-for-20 stretch. Lázaro will score, and it is 2-0 Rockhounds. Now, in the top of the eighth inning, and boy, this will come back to haunt, The Hounds get a leadoff walk by Brett Harris, an infield single from Daryl Hernandez. That against Pralander Baroa. Logan Davidson lines out to center field. That ball, Jonathan Classe almost came in too far. He ended up having to make a little leap to make the catch on just a tremendous line drive, but he made the catch. Jeremy Ironman pops out, but pinch hitter Chase Calabrese walks to load the bases, but a strikeout of Shane McGuire will end the inning. Hounds had the bases loaded, and really even before that, two on and nobody out, did not take advantage. And does it come back to haunt? Oh, my, yes, it does. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Patrick Frick, a leadoff single to right against Trayson Kubo. On comes Trey Schupak to pitch. He will get Jake Anchia, swinging strike three, a flyout to Connor Hoover. But then Jonathan Classe, a ground rule double into the right field bullpen, puts runners at second and third. And Riley Unruh doubles into the right field corner. That brings home two runs, ties the game. It is a 2-2 ball game. Both teams had a base runner in the ninth inning and a big defensive play by second baseman Patrick Frick. A beautiful diving catch on a low line drive up the middle takes a hit away from Denzel Clark with one down that Lawrence Butler followed with a base hit. So that's a huge defensive play. We said at the time, make a note of that one if the Travelers win. Well, the game goes extra innings. And in extras, the Rockhounds come up empty, and no matter who the visiting and home teams are, if the visiting team does not score in extras under the new guidelines as of what looks last four or five seasons, advantage really swings to the home team, and it didn't take long. Connor Hoover with what will be an RBI single into the right field corner. First batter up bottom of the 10th, and that scores pinch runner Matt Scheffler, and 3-2 will be the final. So the Hounds will head for home, a game and a half out at this moment in time. As mentioned, that will leave either one or two games by the time play begins on Tuesday. By the way, they're in the bottom of the ninth at Springdale, Arkansas. It's 3-2 Corpus Christi. I doubt we'll get a final on that. Doesn't look like they're very far into the ninth inning. Corpus, if they win, if they hold on to that win, they will come within a game of the Hounds as the South Division really tightens. Amarillo plays later on against the Springfield Cardinals. And again, no matter what San Antonio does, Corpus Christi and Amarillo a chance to move a game closer to the Hounds overall in the race. And last time around on this point, but Frisco to stay in the race really has to win tonight at home against San Antonio. Otherwise, they'll be 6.5 out, 18 to go, and that's pretty much a no-go. San Antonio has been brilliant in that series. The Missions have won 4 out of 5 at Frisco. So we'll see how all of that will unfold between now and Tuesday evening when the Rockhounds will host the Amarillo Sod Poodles at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 6-game series with the Sod Poodles and a 6-gamer with the Wichita Wind Surge coming to town before the Hounds pack the bags next and head to San Antonio to finish the first half. 3 weeks to go when the Hounds take the diamond on Tuesday. Look forward to not only bringing you the games, but look forward to coming back home. That sounds like a really good idea. Hounds will board the bus very shortly and head for the Permian Basin, and we will look forward to seeing you at the ballpark again. So many good things coming up. Two Thirsty Thursdays in the homestand, 2 giveaways on Fridays with the kids' jerseys this coming week, and Rockhounds pop-up cowboy hats. That's just fun to say. That'll be a week from Friday, a couple of fireworks nights as well on the two respective Saturdays upcoming in the homestand. So we look forward to seeing you in Rocky Town. And until then, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Harnes at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, where the Travelers win it in 10 by the final score of 3-2. We'll say so long, Red. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends. We'll see you Tuesday. Meanwhile, so long from North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.